This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Number 22, Gordon. That's enough for a Rebel. First down.
Olson on the carry picks up a yard, brings up third down and goal.
Oh, those. those sounds of high school football for the 21st year. ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air.
Here is Fort Loramie running it wide to the right. It's Cantwell trying to get the corner turned. He's on the edge of the Spencerville defense. He chugs inside the five, toppled down at the four. He's got the first with a couple yards to spare. Here's Chaffee, play action, fakes to Osborne, receiver in the right flat, catches on the run. Well done on the play, but T.J. Roberts hauled it in, dead run. Look at him go. Roberts down the right sideline, made a man miss inside the 15 and scooted down to about the 10.
What an impressive opening drive that was for the Rockets. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
Here's Lachey, three-yard drop, looks down and out, far left corner of the end zone. Good coverage by Northridge. Is the receiver out of the end zone or in? Caught by Lehman, touchdown.
What a catch that was.
Evan O'Leary for Lehman made a spectacular catch, far left corner of the end zone.
ScoresBroadcast.com features the head coaches before the big games.
They can run the ball really good at times. They've got a quarterback that's tall and can throw it. They've got a great slot receiver, number two, that he loves to throw to. They're running backs, I can't stress enough. You know, they're not easy to tackle.
And how about that Trevor Whitney up front?
Oh, my God. He's 75. He's the best lineman that we have seen so far. He is fun to watch. 280 pounds, and he's just nasty.
They're good at everything, man. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. Their kicker kicks the ball in the end zone. Their punter punts it a mile.
And he started off with 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions. And really, we have a throw. I think he's only thrown 60, 64 passes, something like that. So
that's a TD pass every 3.5 throws.
Right, yeah. So he's made, and then the good part of that, there's probably been six guys that have probably caught a touchdown pass.
Kyle Coleman, first-year head coach at Sydney. What will your club feature?
Good O-line coming back. You know, we feel like we can be pretty good up front. Our message to the team has just been come in and try to get better every single day.
Coming up next on ScoresBroadcast.com is your high school football game of the week.
Back to throw, Hart looks middle of the field. Open receiver, a quick slant with the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, over, touchdown. Fort Loramie strikes 34 yards out. 6'4", Carter Eilerman sprinting to the end zone. Got beyond the linebackers, snared it on the dead run inside the 20. He was off to the races. First down!
ScoresBroadcast.com, when you're talking about 2,000 games over the course of 20 years, I mean, what an amazing accomplishment. Something that our region is extremely proud of. It's the best high school sports play-by-play around.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's the third of three rivalry games here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the first of which was Fort Loramie-Minster in our season opener last week. Fort Loramie-Anna, the first time ever the two had played after meeting 189 times in boys basketball. And tonight it's Lehman Catholic against Fort Loramie as the two renew a rivalry. Last time the clubs played was in 2018. They've met 13 times on the gridiron. Lehman leads the series 8-5. Grand night for high school football. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Hazy skies overhead. Chance of rain is diminished. There is a wind blowing from the west right at us. It might have some impact in the forward passing game. Lehman, 17 touchdowns in 2 weeks. Five touchdowns a game a year ago. Fort Loramie's played really tough competition, Chuck, in Anna and Minster. Lost both games by 8 points.
Yep.
Scored first in both games. Had the ball in the red zone at the end of both games. Just could not finish and force overtime either week. Right. This could be a spectacle tonight. Hey, first time the two clubs played was year number one for varsity football for Fort Loramie in 2005. 36-26 Lehman, 9 scores in that game. I bet we match or exceed that tonight.
I would think so. I'm Lormie tonight is going to have to, they're going to have to deal with Lachey, and that kid is an outstanding quarterback. He's all over the field. He runs it well. He's got great receivers. This is going to be an offense that I think is going to be better than what Lormie's seen in the other two. Now, defensively, I don't think they'll be as good as Minster or Anna, so I think Lormie is going to have to score some points, like you said, to win the football game.
Interestingly enough, Lormie's strength last week was on the ground. Introduced Ray Hoing, and he had 28 totes, 150 yards as they went to the Wildcat, and that might be Fort Lormie's best defense. Hogged the ball on offense. You mentioned Lachey. Oh, he's got a strong arm. He's 5'11", senior, can heave it a mile. He's averaging 22 yards per reception. O'Leary and Olding are dynamite. They're shifty. They've got speed. So you've got to, number one, put a little bit of heat on Lachey, at least now and then. And you can't let him get outside, because if he scrambles, receivers come back to the line of scrimmage. And it's a fire drill of sorts. And that's when Lehman is really good, when Lachey has some freedom to skip and dance and roam all around. Lehman tried to emerge the run game last week. Grant Solomon had a pretty nice outing against Southeastern, which in 3 years has had three head coaches. Opening week, Lehman, Delta St. John's, much closer than the final score. Wound up three touchdowns, 56-35, but it was darn near a dead heat. Late third, early fourth, Delta fumbled going in for a game-tying score. That game got away from the Blue Jays. Lehman won it easily. Love the improvement, Chuck, that Fort Loramie's made week one to week two. Significant maturity.
Well, I mean, let's just face it. They got an outstanding head coach, and they have really good assistants. They're used to winning, and they know what they have to do. They look at the kids. You see that first game, and now you know the adjustments you got to make. You see the second game, the adjustments again. I think that they got to get Eilerman the ball. Mm-hmm. That kid is out just a stud, and he had such a good game against Minster. But running out of the Wildcat, you don't know how much you're going to throw it. You can't just throw it to him when your quarterback's under center. So they got to make some adjustments there.
Yeah, part of the game plan passing the ball for Fort Loramie is not put the sophomore quarterback in a predicament.
Absolutely.
Safe passes in the flat, near the line of scrimmage, and let receivers like Eilerman do the rest.
Make you play.
You mentioned head coach Fort Loramie, Spencer Wells, year number eight. He was the quarterback coach and pass game coordinator at Wapakoneta, has experience as an assistant at Salina, Allen East, and Marion Local under Tim Goodwin. 8 years now at Fort Loramie. Spencer was a member of the 2005 Delta St. John State Championship football team. Dwayne Rowley, 17 years on the staff at Lehman, the last 3 years as the head coach. And he's put together quite a club here at Lehman, 9-3 a year ago, 2-0 this season. So Lehman's won 11 of the last 14 times on the gridiron. These two teams, I think, respect each other. I don't know how much they really, truly like each other.
Yeah, I don't think they like each other at all. I've never come across a team playing Lehman that liked Lehman. You know, they're a private school. They're a teeny bit cocky, which, you know, hey, it plays well into their hands. When they have an outstanding football team like this, you might as well be a little cocky.
I love what is going on presently right now here at Fort Loramie. It's Military Appreciation Night, and the crowd has gathered. It's big early on, well in advance of the kickoff for this contest tonight between Fort Loramie and Lehman. Military Appreciation Night. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. the Lehman pass game, the Fort Loramie run game, and which defense will step up and force two or three punts. That may go a long way to deciding this game. Those are the key building components of this contest tonight between Lehman and Fort Loramie. They open the doors to success for the Cavaliers and Redskins. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Fine sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Shelby County Veteran Services at 133 South Ohio Avenue in Sidney, providing many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veteran Services here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. And for information online, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we at Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sidney, are here to serve you. Upcoming events sponsored by Shelby County Veterans, the Silent Watch in downtown Sidney on the square Friday, September 19th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. During Silent Watch, interested people can attend and stand watch for the purpose of promoting suicide awareness. And the annual Veterans Day program, sponsored by the Shelby County Veterans Office, is in downtown Sidney on November 11th at 11 a.m. Comments from both head coaches, Spencer Wells, Dwayne Rowley, upcoming in just a few minutes. Should be a fine game tonight. Glad you have joined us. Weather will cooperate. Fort Loramie Redskins 0-2, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers 2-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
So many thanks to longtime sponsor Osgood Bank. New location now in Rushi. Rushi, Chickasaw, Osgood, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank. Do well, be good. OsgoodBank.com. Well, we talked to Spencer Wells earlier this week, Chuck, and he was really pleased with how the Fort Loramie-Anna rivalry got started. Great game. Would love to have won the contest, that he's excited for Anna Fort Loramie in football moving forward.
Yeah, you know, it's a really fun game to be a part of, and we talked about it. It's just, I think it's going to be a really fun rivalry. I'm optimistic that this game will stick around for a while. I think both teams, both fan bases really enjoyed it. So proud of our guys. I think from week one to week two, we made a big leap, and we're going to have to do that again this week.
And for the second straight week, you got a big score early on to take the lead.
Yeah, that's been it's been interesting because, you know, even over the years with some of our better offenses that we've had, scoring right away hasn't always been the easiest for whatever reason.
Right.
And with this team and a lot of the youth and things that we're trying to find out on that side of the ball, it's interesting that we've started both games off really, really well, not just scoring, but as you said, getting the two-point conversion. So that early momentum has been big, and now we just have to really sustain it throughout the first half. And I thought offensively, like I said, from week one to week two, it was a huge, huge jump on that side of the ball. But I think the more that we can maintain that momentum and really find an identity, it's going to pay off.
Yeah. Anna flashed some really good team speed at you. You adjusted to that as the game progressed. On offense, you adjusted too and threw Anna a curve with Ray running the Wildcat effectively.
It's so funny. A high school football can be such a it's a wild card. You know, like you go in and you think you know what's going to work and you got your game plan and you believe in certain looks and you script plays, and then you kind of get into the fire and it's like, well, this isn't working as well as you thought, and something else is. So yeah, we put that Wildcat formation in for Ray, and we put that in on Thursday, and we don't wear pads on Thursday. It's a walkthrough. It was more going to be maybe a 2-point short yardage play that I think on one drive alone we ran it 11 times, and in totality we ran it 20 times. So 20 of Ray's 28 carries came when he was lined up at quarterback there, and just getting downhill. I thought our offensive line, those guys, they kick butt, man. I mean, they really, now we have an identity. You know, Anna's a good football team, and we were running it right at them when they knew what was coming. So that gave our guys on offense a ton of confidence that, hey, we're running the same play for the 20th time, and they still can't stop it. So for having a young offense that's in search of an identity, that was really neat to see.
Tanner Eilerman continued to high point passes. He's got juke moves out of the wazoo.
Yep.
And Tanner Heckman at QB, your sophomore signal caller, 13 of 17.
Yeah, we really want to get high percentage stuff for Tanner, and he did a great job, like you said, 76%. We'll take that all day. And then, you know, Eilerman, we just have to continue to find a way to get him the ball. I mean, I didn't even realize, you know, after the game, I felt like, man, we should have got him the ball more, and we probably should have. But he still had 10 catches for 165 yards. He's a sneaky – I mean, it seems like every time he gets it, it's a big – you don't realize how many yards he's gaining. You know, he's turning something into nothing or making a big catch by high-pointing it, and his ball skills are as good as they come, and only being a freshman. So he's a guy, as you said, what's our offense? It's got to be high-percentage throws for Heckman. It's got to be getting 81 out of him in the ball, and it's got to be getting Ray downhill runs. So if we can do those three things effectively, we think we found something.
Spencer Wells, 8th-year head coach, Fort Loramie, our guest before tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Lehman Catholic, a team you haven't played since 2018. That was your playoff year. You beat Lehman 35-0 in a regional semifinal. 13 games overall between the two. Lehman leads the series 8-5. It is rivalry renewal time tonight.
Well, I tell you, it's interesting not being from Loramie, but when we scheduled that game with Lehman, it's, you could tell, like, this was probably the rivalry when our program got started. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many people in town, like, wow, we're playing Lehman again. That's great, man. That's such a good rivalry. Excited to see that on the schedule. So you nailed it. I mean, it's going to be a great environment. They've got a really nice team. They got explosive athletes. You know, we've got a lot of respect for what they're doing over there. And so defensively, we've got to make sure we tackle better. You know, Jack, they had 300 yards rushing and Anna last week. And I would say 125 of that was we had them stopped and they just broke it. You know, I know that one big one by the QB, we had him sacked and then he scrambles for a big gain. So just when you're playing teams that have a lot of athleticism, breaking down, settling down, not running by stuff, aiming low, running your feet, tackling better, because our defense, I still have a lot of confidence in that side of the ball. I mean, they didn't play where they wanted to last week, but we really believe in them, and they're going to have to step up big this week.
Yeah, special teams, good. Again, last week you had some tackles for lost yardage behind the line of scrimmage. Those aspects have been in your favor.
Special teams have been killing it, man. I tell you, and that's been a long time coming. You know, we've put a lot of time into that, and Coach Gruey's really done a great job, our special teams coordinator. I was the dummy last week where just something about it, I thought we should squib it to start the second half. And that was the only kickoff return all season that a team has gotten past their own 30-yard line. So shame on me for suggesting a squib kick. But when we kick it deep, our guys are running their lanes. They're pursuing hard to the football. And the stats say, you know, you look at a lot of different analytics. If you can keep them from crossing the 30, if their drive starts inside their own 30, then their odds of scoring go down. And so that's why we stress that so much. And the more that we can do that on special teams, as we just said, the more that's going to help our defense.
And somehow, some way, you've got to break down every now and then the protection for the quarterback, Lachey, who likes to pitch it all over the park.
Yeah, and the dangerous thing with him, Jack, like he can pitch it deep. So, you know, if he's athletic, if he extends plays, which is something that we're working a ton in practice this week, you know, we've seen it time and time again on film where it's kind of a busted play. And most QBs, when that happens, these receivers are running back to him. Well, his receivers know how good his arm is. They're still running deep, and he can chuck it 50, 55, 60 yards. So it's going to be really, really key on our defense playing through the whistle. We had one sack last week. We got to get more than that. You know, we got to get after him. If you let a good pocket passer like that set in the pocket, it ain't going to be good for you. So I think at times double-teaming different receivers, mixing in pressures, and – forcing them to run the football. You know, I think they're going to see that we gave up 300 yards rushing last week, so maybe their game plan changes and they come out and try to run it. So when that comes, we got to be able to be tight in the box and stuff the run and play really sound.
Words of Spencer Wells, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins. He mentioned the great environment tonight, adding to the flavor, Military Appreciation Night. Fort Loramie football players, the entire roster lined up. One goal line to the other, and over the public address system, you heard the names of friends, family members, extended family who have been military members or who currently are. They were sponsored by the student-athletes at Fort Loramie. What a night, special evening, as Fort Loramie and Layman Catholic renew their rivalry on the gridiron. Had a chance to chat with Dwayne Rowley, third-year head coach at Layman, on Wednesday at his practice, and he highlighted the start to the season. A look back at your first 2 weeks. You defeat Delphi St. John's in the end by 21. Game was tighter than that, late third, early fourth, and then a cakewalk over Southeastern in week two, the pair of games to start the year before the Loramie contest here week three.
Yeah, the Delphi game was back and forth to where Delphi cut the deficit down to 7 and was threatening to score to tie the game up. We caused a fumble on the goal line, half-yard line, and then we went down and marched down the field, scored, and then turned the game from there just in our favor. That was a good Delphi team and obviously a big win for our program. Going into Southeastern, didn't know really what to expect with their third coach in 3 years. They lost some talented players, but our kids were given a mission to go out and establish the run and really start taking that next step to be a better program and show everyone that we're here.
Turner Lachey at quarterback, fourth-year man, senior, 5'11", strong arm. You look at him, and you don't think he's capable of throwing the ball the distance he can as accurately as he does, but he pulls it off. He is out of this world. Is there anything he can't do at QB for Layman?
No, there's not much. We have not been able to see him do anything. He's really turned a lot of heads. Impresses us day in, day out at practice. And then if you watch some of our films, some of the throws throws he's making, 50-yard throws on the spot, you know, and rolling out one way, throwing across formation. Definitely things that we don't coach and teach, but he's an instinctive athlete, and he just relies on instincts to make plays, and he's a talented athlete, and I'm glad he's on our team.
So far, he's not had to use his legs very much, but he's a dangerous runner. He can pick him up and lay him down on the ground, too.
Yeah, he's definitely, if you keep him in the pocket, he's going to beat you. If you let him out scramble, he's going to find the open guy or look to run. Southeastern, he had a 34-yard run, just scrambled, everything broke down, he just tucked it and ran for a touchdown. He keeps plays alive just by scrambling, and then we go into our mode of just getting open, and he'll find you.
Getting open often, O'Leary and Olding, two very talented receivers.
Yeah, two great weapons that we're blessed with. One playing on the outside, and the other one playing the slot receiver. Obviously, Turner's two favorite receivers to go to. Both big weapons in our offensive arsenal, and it's really hard to guard either one of them, let alone if you try to double-team one of them, the other one's going to step up and make a play.
Your club ran the ball pretty effectively against Southeastern week two.
Yeah, that was a big focus for us, was to establish the run, let teams see that we're not one-dimensional and relying on the pass game. We set up on Southeastern and just focused on establishing the run, and we were able to establish the run, and we ran it pretty well that game.
And you run it oftentimes behind a couple monsters on the offensive line, Jackson Kennedy and Jace Olding.
Yeah, Jace Olding's a four-year starter for us. Jackson is a third-year player, so really relying on that upper-class leadership up front, and we are going to lean on them a lot these upcoming weeks, and that's one key to us to be able to establish the run is getting movement up front, controlling the line of scrimmage.
Dwayne Riley, third-year head coach for Lehman Catholic, our guest before tonight's game between Lehman and Fort Loramie, as these two clubs renew a rivalry. The last contest between Lehman and Fort Loramie was in 2018. Series started 2005. This is game 14 in the series, interrupted by a hiatus of 7 years.
Yep, we're definitely, you know, neighbors, Shelby County, rivalry history on all aspects of the sports, no matter what sport it is. Neither school really like each other, but they both respect each other, so it's going to be a fun game to coach.
Defensively, 4-3 or 3-4 for Lehman?
We're going to be predominantly in a 3-4. I'm looking for our linebackers to flow to the ball, allowing our defensive line to set the tone up front, control the line of scrimmage, and allowing our safeties to come downhill, fill the alleys.
Fort Loramie, very young team. A senior running back emerged last week in Ray Hoying.
Yeah, we anticipate seeing a big dose of Hoying at running back, whether it's their wildcat formation with him at quarterback just running, or if he's going to be a traditional running back. But we're definitely focused on stopping the run and allowing the young quarterback to try to beat us in the air, play to our advantage.
Dwayne Riley, third-year head coach, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Defensively, Ian Stiver paces Lehman in solo and assisted tackles, followed by Jace Olding. Linebackers Hoying and Eli Grudich paved the way for the Redskins' defense. We're about 7 or 8 minutes away from the kickoff. Lehman Catholic, Fort Loramie, fans filing in. We expect nearly a full house at Fort Loramie High School for this football game tonight between Fort Loramie and Lehman Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned owned cars and trucks from Geyers. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Oh, it's getting a little noisy, a bit rowdy here at Fort Loramie High School. Minutes away from the kickoff, long-awaited start to this Fort Loramie Layman Catholic game. The two clubs haven't played since 2018. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Owner Deb Gupo retiring. Ann Turner is now an additional stylist. Hello, Ann. Thank you so much, Deb Gupo, for your participation here on ScoresBroadcast.com and continued sponsorship as well. Ann Turner, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, your stylist at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped, accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We'll return in just a couple of minutes. We'll take a look at the starting offensive lineup for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who I do believe will receive the opening kickoff. Lehman won the toss, deferred. Redskins get possession first on the opening boot by Lehman. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main, and Fort Loramie. We've gone local for you. We have found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves. So we've got Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and more. At Schaefer Market, sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. And, hey, Fort Loramie's North Loramie drive-thru on the north end of town is now Schaefer drive-thru. That's at the other end of Main Street. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer Drive-Thru. Opening kickoff to start the game. Return by Fort Loramie from the 4 out to the 15-20. Ball put on the ground. Fort Loramie alertly recovers. Oh, that was quite precarious, Drew.
Oh, tell you what, Lehman had a chance to jump on that time, and somebody from Loramie got their hand in there and pulled it to him.
Yeah, Chuck, I thought for an instant Lehman got to the football, might have touched it. Fort Loramie did reel it in on the ground. Somebody was extremely alert at the last second. Redskins start first and 10 from their 19 after the Lehman boot to start the game. Tanner Heckman, the sophomore quarterback for Fort Loramie, 6'4", 180. Christian Maxwell, 5'6", 165 in the offensive backfield, along with Ray Hoying, who's 6'4", 230. And the first play from scrimmage is a snap to Heckman. He deals Hoying. Hoying cracks right behind his center, Dylan Meyer, and pounding ahead for about 8 yards on the play is Ray Hoying for Fort Loramie after the 28-yard line. A pickup of 8 or 9. Second down and very short. Shades of last week against Anna.
Well, I only saw the Minster game, and they had zero running attack that night, so that was nice to see.
Tanner Eilerman, Jaden Luthman, Holden Grillio, 3 Frosh, your wideouts. Here is Tanner Heckman, play action, throwing middle of the field, high pointing at the 38 of Lehman. Is Tanner Eilerman? Yes, he's got it. Redskins fans go crazy. What a toss. After the run by Hoying, play action stalled the linebackers and the defense for Lehman, and the bomb went down the field, caught at the 40 of Lehman, tackle made at the 37. I thought it was 81, wasn't it?
It was.
Tanner Eilerman on the catch. Here's Ray Hoying, pounding left guard, left tackle, stays on his feet. Look at him trudge. He won't go down easily. And he steps ahead to the 30, maybe the 28 of Lehman. Jace Olding finally threw a shoulder into him, flattened him. Let's see if the first down chain is advanced. The officials take a close look.
They marked it first down. Yeah, they're going.
Here we go. First and 10 for Fort Loramie. Just outside the 22, line to gain the 12.5. Eilerman, Luthman, Grillio, 3 freshmen, your wideouts. The fourth wideout receiver, Wyatt Holdhouse, 4 ninth graders, play the wide receiver positions. Eilerman, Luthman, Grillio, Wyatt Holdhouse. Along the offensive line, Alex Massey, Jace Ruhenkamp, Dylan Meyer, Sammy Gubo, and Johnston Hollenbacher. Meyer over the ball at center. Redskins run it left, trying to turn the corner is Christian Maxwell, and he slides for 3 or 4. That forward progress may be a full 5 yards gained on the play. Second down and 5. Ball marked for play at about the... Let's see where the line of scrimmage is, Chuck.
Looks like it's about the 21.
Scoreboard says 27 there. It's adjusted. Gain from the 28 to the 21. Pickup of better than 6, nearly 7. Here is the quarterback giving a jet sweep to the right. Man in motion was fed the football from the quarterback, Heckman, and Lehman subdues the ball carrier for a loss of a couple. Jace Olding on the hit. That sets up 3rd and long, 7 to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you're running the ball between the tackles and they can't stop you, you're going for 8, 9, 10 yards. I don't know why you want to go wide. There's no reason to.
Ball marked for play at the Lehman 24.5, line to gain is the 17. 3rd down and 8 for Fort Loramie. 3 minutes gone, opening quarter, no score. Fort Loramie on a march. Heckman takes the snap in the spread. Drops straight back. Now rolls left. He throws to a receiver. Coming back toward the line of scrimmage near sideline. It is Eilerman sliding, and he scoops it. He's got it.
Wow.
What a catch by Eilerman. Play goes for 10. It's a first down. Shades of Lachey and his receivers. We'll see them in a few minutes.
Yep. Well, right now, I'll tell you what, this looks like a totally different offense than I watched against Minster.
Indeed. 8:37 left, opening quarter. First down for Fort Loramie at the Lehman 15. Cavaliers have not seen an offensive drive like this all season long. Here is Heckman in the offensive backfield. gives it off on the play to Ray Hoing, number zero. Here come two or three Cavaliers, a fourth, to push him to the turf. Outside the numbers, far side of the field, gain of a couple. Lehman marked up on Ray Hoing there. C.J. Olding finished off the ball carrier Hoing, who garnered just one. Second down and nine. Ball at the 14. Fort Loramie can get a first down at the 5. 7:50 left, opening quarter. This is a long trek down the field by Fort Loramie, a time-consuming one. Movement up front. Lehman might have jumped, and the Fort Loramie offensive lineman wisely fell backward after his helmet was tapped, alerting the referee to throw a flag.
There you go. Boy, he took a shot, didn't he? It reminded me of soccer. That's how bad his fake was.
Second down and four now for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Lehman nine. No score in this game. Serious threat posed by Fort Loramie. Here's Heckman, takes the snap. Oh, looks, it's a screen in the left flat. And the receiver, Tanner Adaman, makes a man miss at the 12, the 10. He scrambles down close to the 5 or 6 yard line. Let's see where forward progress is marked. It might be inside the 5 at the 4.5. If so, Chuck, it's goal to go.
Yep, another first down and a heck of a pass.
Head coach Spencer Wells said in the pregame, we've got to make things easy for Tanner Heckman, the quarterback, and get the ball as quickly as possible to Tanner Adaman. Redskins run it. Hoing, he's got a nice path. Hole opens up, left guard, left tackle. Over! Touchdown, Fort Loramie. 6-0 Redskins, 7:07 left in the opening stanza.
What an outstanding drive to start this game. That was, what, 81 yards. They started at their own 19, didn't they?
I tell you what, Chuck, Joe Burrow and the Bengals might not do that well on their first drive on Sunday.
Well,
the Redskins go for two until Lucas Brandewey returns. He's out with an injury. Waiting on him to come back. Then Fort Loramie will kick the PATs. He's the fine place kicker on this team. But they go for 2 points after. Heckman feeds the ball on the play to Hoing. Hoing is pushing. His offensive line has got a wedge moving forward, and Hoing inches in for the two-point conversion. 8-0 Redskins. Just over 7 to play. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Here is Fort Loramie's Hoing kicking off to Richard or O'Leary for Lehman. Ball hauled in at the 6. Return man barges to the 20. He's smacked down right there. First and 10 for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. A lot of credit to Fort Loramie's offensive line on that first series. Great 81-yard drive. Took just short of 5 minutes off the clock. Alex Massey, Jace Ruenkamp, Dylan Meyer, Sammy Gubo, Johnston Hollenbacher did the job up front, paving the way for Hoing and giving Heckman time to play some pitch and catch with his receivers, primarily Eilerman. Lehman Catholic to the line of scrimmage. Will run down the offense for you momentarily. Turner Lachey takes the snap, gives the ball end around. It's C.J. Olding. Look at him motor. Far side of the field. He's got wheels, and he is beyond the numbers into the Lehman bench. It looked like he journeyed ahead for about 12 or 13, and a first down. Zach Dews piled on top of him for Fort Loramie. First and 10, Lehman. Ball marked for play up at the Cavaliers' 34-yard line. Turner Lachey, 5'11", 175, senior quarterback, wears 11 on his back. Grant Solman, 5'10", 155, sophomore running back. Here's Lachey in the pocket to throw. Oh, he fires middle of the field between the numbers, and it is caught on the dead run by C.J. Olding. Look at him go. He's at the 35 of Fort Loramie, still on his feet, caught from behind at the 25-yard line. Lachey on a deep post pattern found C.J. Olding, and he was in between the cornerbacks and safeties of Fort Loramie. That play went for big yardage. About a 45-yard gainer by the Cavaliers, who start here first and 10 in Fort Loramie's end. And here is a pass thrown by Lachey in the right flat. The receiver has to come back to get it. It's Olding. It was a low toss. He caught it around his shins at the 25-yard line, stayed on his feet, and plowed down to about the 17 or 18, picked up 8. Play was not artistic, but it gained nearly a first down. 6 minutes left, opening quarter. It is 8-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. C.J. Olding, Evan O'Leary, Benton Verrill, and Michael Rowley are your wideouts for Lehman. Solman, the running back. Quarterback Lachey to throw. No one available. And he's going to run it. No, he pitches to a receiver who hauls it in at the goal line. Is he given the reception and the score, or was he bounced out of bounds at the one? The receiver, Grant Solman, who came out of the backfield to haul it in, is shaken up momentarily for Lehman. It is not a score, but very close to it. Well done by Lachey, who faked the run. This is a multiple wide-open passing offense with plenty of options, and we have seen a big taste of it already with at least four different pass plays and routes by Lachey and company here at the start of this game.
Is that a flag laying out? What am I seeing? It's kind of yellow there about the 9-yard line.
Yep, there is a marker down. Maybe it's a mistake. Let's see where the ball is marked for play after the catch by Solman, who is very near the end zone. Looked like he caught the ball about a half a yard short. He was pushed out over the pylon. The ball may have been 2 feet shy of the goal line. The officials still confer. And we have a penalty apparently against Fort Loramie. And it was ruled a touchdown. We now have the official announcement from the public address. Never a signal from the referees with arms parallel to each other up in the air. And Lehman is going to go for two to try to tie this game up. Lachey's back at the 15. He's going to try and extricate himself from trouble. He is nearly caught behind the line. A late delivery over the middle is caught. 7 yards deep in the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. Well done on the play by one of the wide receivers for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. As the QB improvised for Lehman, beautifully done by Lachey. Good protection from that offensive line up front. Tackles Jackson Yarman and Owen DeBross. The guards, Jace Olding and Tommy Lenz. The center, Jackson Kennedy. So Lehman Catholic counters. Fort Loramie took nearly 5 minutes to score. Lehman retaliates with 8 points, Chuck, in just over a minute, 20 seconds. How about that?
Oh, they went right down the field, and that was Ian Stiver that jumped, that got that 2-point conversion. But I'll tell you what, that was just exactly, I mean, if you looked at Lehman and you wanted, and you script their first drive, that was it. I mean, look, Lachey fake the run, throw the pass. What an athlete. And I'll tell you what, he and O'Leary, you can tell they've been in the weight room. These are bigger kids than they were last year.
Yeah, the variety on offense throwing the football was significant. Not one of those plays looked the same. And I thought it was a touchdown. It appeared to be to Solman on the pass right at the pylon. But the officials never gave the signal. I apologize to our listeners. But it was indeed eventually ruled a touchdown, and the 2-point conversion pass to Stiver was good. Stiver plays some offense. He's a real good linebacker. He was in there on that goal line offensive play right there on the two-point conversion. There was a penalty assessed against Fort Loramie on the touchdown pass, and it is being stepped off here on the kickoff, allowing Lehman to boot from the 50.
Well, they never said what the penalty was, but they gave him the 10 yards.
We've got an 8-8 score in my pregame prediction, Chuck, of 9 touchdowns or better in this game. May have gone awry already. Long kickoff sailing from the 50. Hits 4 yards deep in the end zone, and it goes on through the back edge of the end zone, and Fort Loramie will start 1st and 10. Olding or Lachey does the place kicking, and I didn't recognize who that was on the boot. It was one of the two, and it was a soaring kick. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie. In the high school game, the touchback means you start from the 20, and that's where Fort Loramie's got it, 1st and 10. Previous drive of the Redskins to start this contest was initiated from the 19, this time at the 20. 8-8 tie. 2 possessions, 1 each team. A couple of touchdowns. Heckman all kinds of time in the pocket. He's back at the 10. He throws a bullet far side of the field toward the Lehman bench. It is caught at the 28-yard line. Good run after catch by Tanner Eilerman up over the 30, 35, 36. Chuck, this is going to be a fantastic shootout here tonight.
I hope so. This is what I come to see when I want to watch high school football.
So far, it looks like a game between a couple of small colleges.
It looks like the old Pac-12 games that used to be on at 1 o'clock in the morning.
And no defense, all offense.
Absolutely.
5:37 left to go, first quarter. Game tied at 8. Here is the snap back to Heckman, 1st and 10. Ball had been marked for play at the 36. I think Heckman kept it, tried to nudge around right in, no room to run. And he stalled at the line of scrimmage right in front of the Lehman bench. Cole Leininger, Jackson Garman stand him up. 2nd down and 10 for the Redskins from their own 36-yard line. Boy, that long pass play, the deep post from Lachey to Olding was a thing of beauty.
Perfect. It was perfect.
On that touchdown drive, it was an immaculate reception. Here is Fort Loramie's Heckman. Oh, it's a bubble screen left flat. Caught by Ray Hoing behind the line. And he makes a robust charge up the field. 35-40. Forges his way to the 43. Play nets about 7 or 8. 3rd down for Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go for a 1st down at the Redskins 43. They must get over the 45 for a 1st down.
I think the pressure at this point, after watching that first drive by Lehman, you don't want to give the ball back to him.
Nope.
You need to get a 1st down here.
You know, if you punt twice in this game, you might get beat.
Yep.
Here is Heckman giving on the play to Hoing again. Left guard, left tackle. Look at him go. Picks his way. Makes a man miss. Makes another man miss. Hoing off to the races. Lehman chasing. They won't catch him. Ray Hoing, touchdown. 57-yard romp. He rumbled around left end. We look around, Chuck. Are there any flags down? There might be one. Not sure. Yep, near sideline. There's a marker. Touchdown may be taken off the board.
What could they have called?
4:12 left, first quarter. The touchdown by Loramie is erased. Flag thrown about 25 yards downfield. And let's see where the penalty will be stepped off from. 8-8 tie. And at this pace, Chuck, we're going to have about 8 or 9 touchdowns scored in this contest. Maybe double digits. The penalty was well downfield. So even after the step off, Fort Loramie generates a 1st down.
Yeah, there was absolutely nothing that happened. I'm watching that should have stopped that from being a touchdown for that kid.
Possession now at the Lehman 45. Touchdown negated. Heckman to pass. Throws it high in the right flat. It's caught behind the line. Lehman Catholic is all over it. They smother the receiver 2 or 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Sharp play by Leininger for Lehman Catholic. as he nails the receiver for Fort Loramie. Clock running. Play stayed in bounds. 3:48 to go first quarter. We're tied up at 8. Ball marked for play at the Lehman 47. That was a game-turning play early on here in this first quarter. The penalty on Fort Loramie to eliminate the 6 points. Ray Hoing had chugged 57 to pay dirt. Here's Fort Loramie running left tackle. It is Christian Maxwell bouncing it wide. Look at him go. Scooting near sideline. Gets a block. 30 of Lehman. 25-20. He marches down to about the 15-yard line or so. Maybe got inside it. Knocked to the ground. Out of bounds. It is first and 10, Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play at the 17, according to the scoreboard. 3:21 left, opening quarter. Fort Loramie's ground game netted minus 14 in week one.
Yeah.
And it has been outstanding ever since. Hand off to Hoing. Nothing in the middle. Look at him go. Swings it wide. No Lehman defenders there. A stiff arm by Hoing at the 5. Over. Touchdown. Hoing got the 6 points nonetheless. Hoing at a 57-yarder taken off the board. But Fort Loramie comes right back in just several plays and generates the 6 a second time to go up 14-8. Now the conversions in this game tonight after touchdown are going to be mighty big.
Yeah, boy.
They could decide the contest.
Yeah, well, I mean, both teams have shown that they can't stop the other one yet.
Two-point try, Fort Loramie. Heckman has a back alongside to his left. That is Hoing. Tanner Heilerman split left. It's Hoing, weaving, running. He puts his head down. He's into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Not much resistance. 16-8, Fort Loramie. 3:14 left, opening quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, the jack of all trades, the Mr. Do-It-Everything, Ray Hoing, kicks off now for Fort Loramie. Ball placed down at the 40. 3:14 left, opening quarter. Redskins 16, Cavaliers 8. A few minutes ago, we were telling you all about Schaefer Market and some of the new and novel things going on. We'll highlight Schaefer Market again momentarily. It is a ground ball kickoff by Hoing, rolling, 21-yard line. It's picked up by Lehman, and the return man has got the corner turn, far side of the field. He is running east to west, chugging up and over the 30, 35, 37. Kevin O'Leary, neat return, but maybe a foul against Lehman on the run back.
Silly hold down there. He kind of tackled him and fell on him and laid on him. I mean, and he was 30 yards away from the run.
Well, minutes ago, we shared with you all about Schaefer Market, the Market Deli sub shop, fresh-to-order subs, salads, wraps, the new smoothie machine. North Loramie drive-thru is now Schaefer drive-thru on North Main. Convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub if you'd like at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. So don't forget to stop by today, see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And how about this? Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, at Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, oil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. And at the market's gas pumps, hey, that gallon give back program is underway. Always low prices to begin with. Plus 1 penny from each gallon sold this month goes to a special public service endeavor. How about that? First play from scrimmage here, Chuck, on this possession. Lehman runs the football for 6.
Salmon took it right up the middle. He's a tough, hard runner.
Here's Lachey. Oh, it's a draw in the offensive backfield. And Fort Loramie covers it up pretty well. The ball carrier, Salmon, was dealt the ball by Lachey. As Turner raised up to throw, then stuck the ball in the tummy of Salmon. Forward progress netted him a small advance, leaving Lehman short of a first down. New line of scrimmage is up at the 36 of the Cavaliers. 1:57 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie leads it 16-8. Man in motion across the formation, and he gets the handoff running wide to the left. I think it's C.J. Olding. He's got the first down into the Lehman bench. No, it's O'Leary for a first down gain. He went to the short side of the field. Numbers limited over there for Fort Loramie's defense, and O'Leary picked it up. New line of scrimmage, the Lehman 41. First and 10 Cavaliers. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 3 touchdowns scored. Each team has put points on the board with its possessions so far. Loramie twice, Lehman once. Lehman trying to go down the field and tie this thing up. Lachey, a short drop. He palms the football in the right hand as he sprints to the right. And then he fires on the dead run, 10 yards downfield. Catch made at the 50. Down to the 45, 43, 42 of Fort Loramie. Goes the receiver. It's C.J. Olding. Lachey to
Verrell.
It was Verrell who caught the ball. Not Olding. Benton Verrell, 5'9 junior, snatched it. New line of scrimmage is the Fort Loramie 41. Clock running, 1:24 left in the opening quarter. 16-8 Redskins. Two receivers far left for Lachey and company. Two to the right. Play action. Lachey way back at the 50. Oh, he throws a bomb.
My goodness.
Receiver running under it. He beats the defender, and it is caught at the 3 into the end zone. C.J. Olding, touchdown, Lehman Catholic.
Wow, that looked like a college throw.
It's a 41-yarder. Lachey threw it for back at the 50. It was caught just shy of the goal line. Olding has got burning speed, and he beat two defenders for Fort Loramie. And now Lehman goes for the two-point try to tie this game up. 16-14, Fort Loramie up 2. Who will have the ball last in this game? Lehman spreads the field. Lachey, oh, it's an end around. Olding took the football. Lachey faked it to Solman, dealt it to Olding, and Olding carves out left tackle room and sneaks in by a half yard. He was caught at the goal line, but he punches it over, and we're tied at 16, 1:09 to go. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, which team will stop the other first? Kickoff by Lehman to the 10. Fort Loramie drops it, picks it up at the 13, runs it to the 20, missed tackle. Another broken tackle, 30-yard line, fine return eventually by Fort Loramie. Tempers flare a little bit near sideline. First and 10 Redskins at their own 33. Turner Lachey came downfield to greet the return man for Fort Loramie. 1 minute even to go here in the first. Oh, what a start to this game here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to longtime Fort Loramie sponsors, Geyers, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Those three businesses have been on with us for 18 years here on scoresbroadcast.com, and we salute them. Here is Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Tanner Heckman, 4 yards behind the line, Chuck.
Both quarterbacks are 6 for 6 in the game so far.
How about that? 12 for 12, a dozen balls thrown, and 12 receptions made. Here's the handoff by Heckman. It is Hoing with a jab step, and he jukes left and plunges back to the right for 4. The new line of scrimmage is at the 37-yard line. Second down 6 for the Redskins. Final half minute, opening quarter. Now, Fort Loramie doesn't want to get into a touchdown every 2 minutes type of thing. Fort Loramie wants to control the ball a little bit, keep it out of the hands of Lehman's offense.
Absolutely.
Second and 6. Heckman, the lone man in the offensive backfield. It's empty. Long, high-arching throw. Far side of the field. It is an attempted catch by Fort Loramie inside the 30-yard line. And if it's caught, it was spectacular. It is Tanner Eilerman again. Wow, that was phenomenal. He high-pointed that in amazing fashion. Looked like there was no way he would be able to get to it. Heckman lofted that ball. Looked like it might be sailing into the Lehman bench. He knew what he was doing. Throw it up within the radius of Tanner Eilerman, and he's going to haul it down out of the sky, and he did it as the first quarter ends. Redskins are down inside the 30 of Lehman. 16-16 tie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
So many thanks to Barker Insurance, with us for nearly 2 decades here on scoresbroadcast.com. One of the top most valued agencies in the area, Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Fort Loramie starts the second quarter, first and 10 at the Lehman 32. It's Ray Hoing. Ray Hoing wants to go left. Lehman, with good penetration, stalls him a yard or two behind the line. Second down and 11 or 12 coming up here for Fort Loramie. O'Leary, who goes both ways for Lehman, made a heads-up play there and saddled Hoing with a setback of 2 yards.
Yep, Tommy Lynn was in on the play, too. He's a big, strong kid.
30 seconds gone, second quarter. Second down and 12, Fort Loramie, line of scrimmage. The Lehman 29. Redskins at one receiver far left, back alongside Tanner Heckman. It's Ray Hoing. He's got wiggle room at the line of scrimmage. Oh, he pops it wide. He motors the 10, the 7, the 6, caught from behind at the 5. Goal to go Fort Loramie. Boy, Ray Hoing doing a nice job in behind that offensive line. Massey, Ruinkamp, Meyer, Gubo, Hollenbacher. And then when Ray sees an opening, he surges. Uh-oh, we got a penalty, though, against Fort Loramie, and it wipes out the game.
God, I wish they'd throw those faster so I didn't have to use my eraser.
11-11 to go here in the second quarter. Game tied at 16. And the penalty against Fort Loramie pushes the Redskins back. That's the second big one against Fort Loramie. First one cost Hoing a 57-yard romp to the end zone. Redskins several plays later got into pay dirt anyway. Here, Fort Loramie was about ready to set up shop down at the 5, goal to go. But instead, it's second down and 16. We back at the 35-yard line of Lehman. Tanner Eilerman sprinting out to the far left on the numbers. Heckman looks that way from the spread formation. Here's Eilerman coming back for the throw.
What a catch.
Oh, he caught it sideways, parallel to the ground, knee touching the turf. Looked like a Lehman defender was in position to knock it away or intercept. Eilerman, with glue fingers, tucked it away. Good gain down to about the 27-yard line, and it's going to be third and 10. They got back about 11 on that completion. Four-down territory here for Fort Loramie. 90 seconds gone, second quarter, game tied at 16.
He has made two or three highlight catches in the first quarter of this game.
Two receivers to the right for Heckman, deep drop. Oh, it's a bubble screen, and Lehman spies on it and nabs the receiver 2 yards over the line of scrimmage. It sets up a fourth and 7 or 8 for Fort Loramie at the 25-yard line of Lehman.
That was O'Leary, and boy, he played that well. He was on it right from the beginning.
Well done by the Cavaliers defense. Well, let's see what's up at Coach Spencer Wells' sleeve here on fourth down and 8. 9:52 left in the second. We're even up at 16. One receiver far left, a couple coming to the near side. Is Lehman putting some pressure on Heckman? No. Deep drop, but Tanner throws into the right flat. Is it tossed ahead? Ball's on the ground. It's not ruled a fumble. Incompletion. And Lehman will take over the football at the Cavaliers' 25 or 6-yard line. An aborted play before Loramie. Lehman's defense has stiffened at the right time.
That was their first incompletion.
And the first time somebody's been stopped on a drive without scoring 6 points.
Yep, well, they did score 6 points. They got called back. The officials are throwing too many flags.
Barker Insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance on County Road 25A. North of Sydney, south of Anna, Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Penalty on Lehman, pre-snap foul. So the Cavaliers will retreat. We'll be off schedule a little bit, first and 15, although as often and as well as Lehman throws, another 5 yards to make up won't be much difference. Here is Lachey in some hot water, way back behind the line. Look at him go. He's going to have to run. Uh-oh, he eludes one man, another. He's up the far right sideline. Look at him scoot. 30. He's got the first down. 35, 40. Across the 50, Fort Loramie nudges him to the sideline at the 47. Oh, we talked about it in the pregame. The scramblability. That's a new term.
I like that.
The scramblability of this quarterback, Turner Lachey. Fort Loramie had him hemmed in, but not for long.
He's got some wheels, too. Boy, that kid's quick.
Yep, play went for about 33.
Exactly.
First and 10 for Lehman at the Fort Loramie 47. Game tied at 16. First 3 minutes, second quarter. Here's Lachey, gives to Solman. Solman behind his right guard is plastered 2 yards downfield. No room to run. He tried to duck in behind Jace Olding. Griffin Mesher stood tall and pushed him down. Second down, 8 for Lehman at the Fort Loramie 45. Under 9 to play now here in quarter number 2. A silhouette of dark clouds on the western sky. Here is Lachey, end around, near sideline. Tackle missed behind the line. Lehman ball carrier, then surges along the hash mark. It's O'Leary, and he trudges down inside the 45 of Fort Loramie. Somebody nipping at his heels caught him right at the 40-yard line. 3rd and 3 for Lehman. With 8:20 left to go in the second quarter. Game is knotted, 16 apiece. Lachey brings his team up. Here's his cadence. He looks to the far side to the offensive brain trust led by Bill Zimmerman. Short drop, Lachey wants to throw. He's way back 10 yards behind the line. Still running around. And Fort Loramie's close to nabbing him. And then Lachey throws it away.
Wow.
And a late marker flies. Well, I tell you what, there have been some critical penalties in this game. And another one is here. And it was well after the play it appeared. So that third down should count. So will Lehman retreat and face a fourth and a whole bunch? Or is the walk-off against Fort Loramie enabling Lehman an easy-peasy first down?
15-yard personal foul.
It's coming up against Lehman. So the new line of scrimmage for the Cavaliers will no doubt be on their side of the 50. Now the scoreboard is backpedaled to third down. And, boy, the flag was clearly thrown after the play. Marker across the way says fourth. That's the case. And Lehman, with a fourth and about 18 or 19 to go, will punt.
Wow, we haven't seen one of these.
Nope. Lachey does the booting.
They're watching.
Obviously, he can throw from back there and throw it a mile. He takes the snap at the 31. And we've got a pre-hike penalty. With 7:55 to go in the second quarter, progress of this game has been stalemated now by flags. And that one is against Lehman, too.
Boy, it would be nice if you could understand what the official is saying on her microphone.
Well, in the first quarter, Chuck, I thought it was a touchdown, believed it was a touchdown by Solman for Lehman. The referees never signaled touchdown until about a minute and a half later when Lehman tried the two-point conversion. Here's Lachey, takes the snap at his 26. He walks it forward eventually and boots it, and it's a great punt. Hits inside the 30 of Fort Loramie, rolls to a stop at about the 17 or 18-yard line.
Well, when you have the ability to stand back there and wait to get all your coverage down the field and then punt it, that's pretty good because you can't leave him. There's no way you can leave him.
Right. 7:43 to go, second quarter of this game. Fort Loramie 16, Lehman Catholic 16. And believe it or not, we have had back-to-back punts.
Yeah. Well, it had to happen sooner or later. The officials are kind of taking over a little bit. I don't care for that. Let them play. It could be a great game if they quit throwing the flags.
Redskins offense back on the field. It has been a three-pronged attack, Heckman, Hoing, Eilerman. Very young Fort Loramie team, seven young men in that starting unit, freshmen and sophomores. Four Frosch on that beginning 11. Here is Eilerman in the spread, inside handoff Hoing. Hoing burrows over the 20, and he powers to the 22 or 23, might have gained five. Second down and five for Fort Loramie. 7.5 to go here in the second quarter. And the recipe for success for head coach Spencer Wells' team, remaining part of this period, is to push it down the field, take 7 minutes to do it, and go in up a touchdown at the half.
Well, you know, Lehman worked all week on the Wildcat, and Lehman and Loramie hadn't run it yet.
No, it's been Heckman to Hoing all game long. No direct snaps to Ray. And again, ball fed, Heckman, Hoing. Hoing right behind his center, Dylan Meyer, who paves the way for a nice 5 or 6 yard gain. Ball marked for play at the 28.5, first and 10 Redskins. John Rogers, 18-year Fort Loramie volleyball coach, who announced he would retire over a year and a half ago, did step down after winning a state championship. What a way to go out.
Not a bad time to step down.
2014 and 2024 state titles. This past season was going to be his last, no matter what. Here is a run right up the gut by Fort Loramie. It chews up a couple yards. Minimal advance. New line of scrimmage for Fort Loramie is at the Redskins' 30. Second down, 8 coming up. 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. Game tied at 16. Redskins to the line of scrimmage after that small penetration of a couple of yards. Redskins run it between right guard and tackle. It is Christian Maxwell hammered down after he carved out about 4 or 5. That was Xander Grillo, who's got good wheels. Saw him in the Delphus Jefferson game last year that we covered. He ran well coming off the bench. He did there on that play. It wasn't Maxwell, it was Grillo.
Yep.
And the down here for Fort Loramie is 3rd and 2.5 to go for a first down at the 35. Two receivers far left. Fort Loramie runs it again. Lehman slows the play down, and Fort Loramie's defensive line forms a wall and repels Grillo. He might have gotten forward progress of 1. 4th and 2 for Fort Loramie. And here comes Ray Hoing back onto the field. He is the Redskins punter. Let's see what Fort Loramie's got in store for Lehman here. 4:50 left, second quarter. Spencer Wells is thinking, hey, I'm going for it, 4th and 2 all night long against the offense of Lehman. Defense, of course, on the field now, but you don't want to give it back any sooner than you have to.
They're going to call timeout.
Clock running down. Play clock's at 2:01. You're so right, Chuck. 4:29 left in the second. Game tied at 16. Fourth down, Fort Loramie coming up on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive
drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota. Picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
It is fourth down and two for Fort Loramie at the Redskins' 36-yard line. And guess what? Ray Hoyne gets the handoff. He won't go down. He takes about 10 or 15 seconds to run 3 or 4 yards, stays on his feet. Offensive line is behind him, in front of him, and he wedges for first down yardage. Ball marked for play right at the Redskins' 40.
That's frustrating as a coach when you know what's coming and you can't stop it.
Lehman's got a staunch defensive line. Jace Olding, Jackson Garman, Tommy Lenz, Jace the nose guard. They stood Ray Hoing tall, but he still managed to inch and inch forward to get this to the sticks. First down and running play here by Hoing, and he cracks ahead for one. That's it. Lenz hits him. Second down and 9 for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 42. Clock becoming a factor. 3.5 to go, second quarter. 16-16 tie. And Fort Loramie is trying to make sure its offense serves as a pretty good defense against Lehman tonight and keeps Lachey and company off the field. Snap back to Heckman. Ray Hoing again. He's a marked man. He lugs the football, totes it over the 45 to the 47. 3-4 white jerseys from Lehman in there on the hit, including Salmon. Stiver assists. 3rd and 4, Fort Loramie. And unless this play, Chuck, results in a 2 or 3 yard loss, Redskins are in four down territory.
Oh, absolutely.
2:48 to go, first half. Game is all square at 16 apiece. Redskins taking precious time in the huddle. Heckman brings his team up. He's got a back alongside to the right. That's Ray Hoing. And Hoing has delivered the football. Ray between left guard and tackle. He won't go down. He pushes to the 50. Over it to the Lehman 49. He gains at least 4. Close to 5. First down for Fort Loramie. Stiver in there on the tackle. Clock winding down to 2:24 left to go here in the first half. Game started with Fort Loramie gaining possession on the Lehman kickoff. So Lehman will get the ball to start the third quarter.
Yeah, the play clock went to 40 seconds. I know that can't be right.
Here is Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Ball spotted for play at the 50. Heckman deep drop. Wants to go near sideline. Double coverage on Tanner Eilerman at the 17. No chance to catch that one.
No.
They bracketed him quite nicely. Holding and Stallman put the pinch on Eilerman as the ball sailed out of bounds. Second down and 10 for Fort Loramie at the 50-yard line. Redskins offensive line has done yeoman's work in this game. No question about it. Kudos to the Hogs up front. Alex Massey, Jace Ruhenkamp, Dylan Meyer, Sammy Gubo, Johnston Hollenbacher. Second and 10 Redskins. Direct snap to Heckman. Heckman pumps once, pumps a second time. Near sideline. Oh, it's a tight margin, and it's incomplete at the 39 of Lehman.
Yeah, he tried to force one in. That wasn't there that time.
Very good coverage on the play by Leininger and O'Leary. 3rd and 10 Redskins at the 50. 1:52 left to go here in the first half. You throw the ball, you stop the clock with an incompletion, and that benefits Lehman at this point.
Yeah, 1:52, I'm telling you what, if they have to give the ball back, that's plenty of time for the Cavaliers.
No doubt about it. Heckman drops to his 40. Whips a pass near sideline. It's a comeback route for Eilerman, and he catches it over the sideline. He has 1 foot in. Yes, he's got the grab at the 36. Oh, was that beautifully done on 3rd and 10, Redskins net 14.
He is throwing the ball really well tonight. Yeah, I'm impressed.
He is. The throws by Heckman are on a string, and he's pitching it across the field on a dime. Just a sophomore. First and 10, Fort Loramie, 36 of Lehman. Three receivers left. Big deep drop by Heckman. Oh, it's a screen near side to Hoing. And it is caught by Ray. He's a marked man. He beats one man down to the 35. Stays on his feet. Powers to about the 31. It looked like it was only going to be a 3 or 4 yard gain. Hoing turned it into 7. Second and 3, Fort Loramie. 29 of Lehman. Snap to Heckman. There's a flat pass, missed his target at the 25. Sprawling forward on the ground, Tanner Eilerman, 3rd and 3 Redskins. A minute 15 to go in the first half. Fort Loramie is going to make sure Lehman, if the Cavaliers do get the ball back, has just seconds remaining. Game tied at 16, 76 seconds to go first half. Slow, long push down the field before Fort Loramie. Ball handed off to Heckman to Hoing. It is Hoing between right guard and tackle. Stays on his feet. And he hammers for the first down, I think.
I think he's just a teeny bit short.
Chain might be brought in. Ball marked for play at the 27 and a half. He needed to get to the 27. Redskin to the line of scrimmage in a jiffy. Snap back to Heckman. Hand off to Hoing. And Hoing leaps ahead. He's got the first down at the 23 of Lehman. 49 seconds to go, first half.
That's 11 first downs for the Redskins here in the game so far.
Tell you what, Chuck, I wrote a piece for the Sydney Daily News this week, and I said Fort Loramie's best defense may be to hog the ball on offense.
And that's what they've been doing.
Indeed. 36, 35 seconds to go, first half. Redskins must negotiate the final 24 to get in the end zone. 33 ticks left in the clock. Lehman's got 3 timeouts left. Fort Loramie 2, and they use one right here. 16 all tie. Just over a half minute to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our Pumpkin Spice Caramel Cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's Pumpkin Spice Cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? As we return to action, Tanner Heckman from the 24 of Lehman goes back to pass, and he spins a line drive throw over the middle, caught at the 6-yard line, tackle made at the 4. Goal to go, Fort Loramie. Chuck, who was on the receiving end?
You know what? I didn't see the number.
I don't know if it was Eilerman or not, but it wasn't
Eilerman.
Okay, beautifully run pattern.
Is Holthouse a receiver,
yes.
Number 2?
Yep.
That was him.
What a route by Holthouse as he carved out space down inside the 10-yard line, and he curled right in front of a couple of safeties. Cornerback for Lehman was alongside. I tell you what, Tanner Heckman's timing throwing the ball might have been off week one. It has been razor sharp since. It is splendid here tonight. Goal to go, Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the Lehman 4 with 25.9 to go here in the second period. That was Loramie's last timeout.
Yep, they got to get it in the end zone here.
That means throw it or else. You've got to throw the football. Don't think you can afford to run it even once. Unless Tanner Heckman has got a clear lane to pay dirt. Heckman to throw from the 13. Post pattern, middle of the field, 9 yards deep in the end zone.
Dropped
in the hands of the receiver and out. It would have been a magnificent catch. Second and goal from the 4, C.J. Olding. put a lick on the receiver for Fort Loramie, or I should say for Lehman, to keep Fort Loramie from scoring. Ball well thrown by Heckman. Tight coverage.
That was a great throw.
Uh-huh. Second down and goal from the 4. 22.4 to go second quarter. Game tied at 16. Two receivers left, two to the right. Heckman back at his 10 in the spread. No penetration by Lehman. Here's a quick pass. Goal line broken up by the Cavaliers. Well done by Solman.
Man.
He timed it, leaped in front of Eilerman. Had he caught it, I don't know if he would have been in.
Yeah, it would have been close.
Iffy. Incompletion. Clock stops. 19.4 to go. Second quarter. Third down and goal. 4-yard line. Fort Loramie trying to inch it over the goal line and go up by 6 or 8 at the break. Here is the quarterback. It is Heckman looking middle of the field. It is picked off by Fort Loramie for the touchdown. A good spin move in the end zone by the receiver who leaned into the defender of Lehman and then bounced away from him, shook him off, created space, and caught it for the score.
Luthman is what they announced.
Yes, he's a fine wideout, up-and-coming player. 6 foot, 170-pound wide receiver, freshman for Fort Loramie. Like the fact that Heckman didn't zero in on Eilerman. He found Luthman, 22-16, Fort Loramie. Two-point conversion try. It is Hoing, nothing up the middle. He springs it wide. Look at him go. 3-2-1, in for the two-pointer.
There was your Wildcat.
There you go. Snap directly to Ray Hoing as the Redskins come forward with the Wildcat on their final play of the second period to take the lead here over Lehman Catholic by a score of 24-16, 16.4 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Well, Chuck, I think it was a 7.5-minute drive of Fort Loramie to the end zone to go up by 8, 24-16. Redskins kick it off. They'll kick it off again to start the third quarter of this game. Here is the boot by Ray Hoing. It's on the ground. It is dribbling down inside the 30, 26-yard line. Lehman returns it far side of the field. The return man is almost punched out of bounds, stays on his feet, reverses his field west to east after going the width east to west. Tackle finally made before Loramie at the 30. And what that return did, Chuck, was almost eat up the remaining ticks off the clock here at the end of the second quarter.
But I'll tell you what, O'Leary, with the talent he's got, when he reversed back here, I thought, and so did Spencer Wells, I was watching, they thought they were in trouble. But they had enough people get back to the right side to stop it.
O'Leary momentarily had an avenue. It did get closed off.
Yep.
And now we'll see what Turner Lachey and company are up to on 1st and 70 from the Lehman 30 with 2.2 to go in the second quarter. And Fort Loramie up by 8. Here's Lachey, going to run it. It is Solman, outside right tackle, sprinting. He's at the hash mark, numbers far side. He sprints ahead for 11, and that's how the first half comes to a close. Entertaining, to say the least. Exciting high school football. Two very skilled offensive clubs going at it tonight. And we've had 5 touchdowns, 5 8-pointers, and Fort Loramie's in the lead by a count of 24-16 here at the break. John Rogers, a retired Fort Loramie volleyball coach and American and world history teacher at Fort Loramie High School, will be our guest here at the half. A pre-recorded interview. I talked with John on Wednesday this past week. He decided well over a year and a half ago that 2024 would be his final volleyball season. And, man, did he go out in grand style, winning state championships in 2024 and 2014. Kelly Turner, who was on that 2014 state championship volleyball team and the 2015 state championship girls basketball team, has succeeded John as the head volleyball coach at Fort Loramie. We'll hear from John Rogers in several minutes. 24-16 halftime lead for Fort Loramie. Oh, it's been a great first two quarters of this game here tonight. I'd like to let you know all about Osgood Bank. Teaching children healthy financial habits is a very important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success, for sure. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life from Osgood. Ask about the Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com, located in Osgood, Chickasaw, now Rushi, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Frisch's, still on the air with us on ScoresBroadcast.com. People have the impression that the 60-some stores, I should say, in three states that were eliminated, well, 30 still exist, including the one in Sydney. It never left. It's still here in Sydney and going strong, as popular as ever, on Michigan Avenue west of I-75. You heard the Frisch's pumpkin pie commercial just a few moments ago.
My stomach grumbled.
And you can enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy. The original fish sandwich. Crispy onion rings. Ooh, tasty vegetable soup, chili, and that delicious hot fudge cake. The pumpkin pie is served right now at Frisch's. Frisch's Breakfast Bar, by the way, open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney open till 10 p.m. every night. Take advantage of the summer basket specials at Frisch's. Shrimp, chicken strips, or whitefish, along with fries and a drink, only $9.99. If you'd like, add the salad bar. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney and going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. I tell you, Chuck, I've always had a taste for Frisch's.
Me too.
I've got my favorites. You can recite to me the entire menu. And I'll probably still say Big Boy and onion rings.
Well, I love Big Boys. I love their chicken strips, too. They're as good as I've had.
Yes, those are very good. You're right. Those are very tasty indeed. Halftime score is 24-16 Fort Loramie in the lead over Lehman Catholic. Understand, thanks to Denny Monin in Rushi, St. Henry has a one-touchdown lead over Marion Local. Let me double-check that. Yep, 14-7, St. Henry over Marion Local.
Wow.
At the half. St. Henry expected to be very, very good and challenge for the MAC championship. And at St. Henry, the Redskins lead the Marion Local Flyers 14-7 at the intermission break. Thank you very much, Denny Monin. Here it's 24-16, Fort Loramie in the lead over Lehman Catholic on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side, from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago, when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. 24-16, Fort Laramie in the lead over Lehman Catholic here at the half. I'd like to remind you at the Sydney Frisch's, you seniors, 55 and up. That's you, Chuck. That's me. We seniors, 55 years of age and up. $5.99 Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. through September 18th, the Senior Breakfast Bar. How about that? Nice. $5.99 Monday through Thursday, 7 to 11 in the morning until September 18th.
Nice.
The Senior Breakfast Bar, that's at the Sydney Frisch's. That's on 47 west of the interstate. That's West Michigan Avenue. At the Sydney Frisch's, the Senior Breakfast Bar. Can't beat that price for sure. Well, midweek this past week, I had the chance to drop in to see John Rogers, retired volleyball coach at Fort Laramie. We had a very interesting conversation. It all began with us pointing out a photograph on his desk in his American and World History classroom.
Well, I'm sitting with John Rogers in his American History, World History classroom, and we are admiring a picture which was taken by the Sydney Daily News. It is pandemonium. The Fort Loramie volleyball players celebrating in a heap after winning the 2024 state championship in Division 7 over Tiffin Calvert. And you've titled this picture, John, what?
That moment.
Okay.
I think is an appropriate title for it, because any coach that's won a big game, it doesn't have to be a state title game, knows what that moment means, that feeling when you've accomplished something great with your team.
What got you instilled to coach the sport of volleyball? Tell me about the background.
Well, we don't know. That could be a whole book, I think. I just fell in love with the sport itself, you know. Maybe even before it was mainstream. We used to call it a subculture of society, all of us beach players. I grew up playing in the beach. And, you know, when you get too old to play too much anymore, your next step is maybe getting into coaching. And that's essentially how I got into it. And I really, really fell in love with coaching volleyball. And, well, you know, 30 years later, here I am.
18 years volleyball head coach, Fort Loramie. You made the decision well over a year ago that the 2024 campaign would be your final one. Two state championships along the way in 14 and 24, a string of district titles every season. But the first you coached at Fort Loramie, you won a district. The highlights for you, I know coaching the young ladies, seeing them grow, mature, develop, man, is volleyball competition excellent in this area or what? It's fantastic.
It really is. And I don't have any other way to describe it other than being a highly competitive coach and wanting to play the best and be involved with the best. This was the place to be for me in my career. All the MAC schools, the Shelby County schools, and just everybody in general that I've been around with, you know, has lived through it and they know what I'm talking about. And other parts of Ohio look to this and go, wow, what's in the water out there? And I'm like, I don't know, because it's like that in other sports too. But highlight moments for me are just, you know, not necessarily title games or big games, but just the girls involved in a lot of fun activities we do in the summer. It became the highlight for them to go on hotel trips and play big teams from other parts of Ohio, and that's more the highlights for me than it is the state title games, which obviously your memories are etched in my brain, but everything has a lot of meaning for it in my career.
I know every season your team's progressed. It was a process. It wasn't like you ever saved a great match for the final week or two of the season. You were building toward it each match all season long.
Yeah, I think that was kind of my style.
Yeah.
And not just building physically, building mentally
towards
it. I think that's one of the things in my career that I learned the most about, what was the mentality of these young women that I had the opportunity to coach, and what we needed to do to motivate them, what we needed to do to keep them strong every single day, because it's a grind. It really is. And I think that's something that we were able to achieve last year, specifically last year, not other years as well, but specifically last year. I think Tiffin Calvert's an incredible team, but I think our girls were just so mentally prepared for that game. Not because of anything I did in one moment or a speech that I gave, but because we had been preparing mentally all along, and they just had no fear, and they just went after it.
Yeah, you won that state championship match last November pretty comfortably, really, three straight sets. In 14, you defeated a Macomb team which had not lost a match all year long.
Yeah. You know, that in that match, I learned a ton. I learned what not to do. I learned what to do. And I also learned that the player mentality is incredibly important. And ironically enough, in that 2014 match, the star of the show, well, two stars of the show, but Kelly Turner is now Kelly Hoying, and she has replaced me. And so that is something I'm very proud of, knowing that she's going to continue what has begun here and take it even to higher levels.
And you mentioned a second player on that 2014 team as well.
Oh, Kaylee Barhorst. Yeah, as a little sophomore who never said a word, played great in that huge match. made a big, big difference for us when they were keying on Kelly and we went to Kaylee. And Kaylee has been my assistant for several years and is now Kelly's assistant. These are both Division One volleyball players who excelled in college, and now they are coaching this program, and I don't know how much more you could ask for than that.
John Rogers, our guest here at the half of Fort Loramie football. John coached volleyball 18 years at Fort Loramie. Kelly Turner, former star for Fort Loramie volleyball and basketball, is now the head coach. We were talking before the interview about the success stories. Numerous volleyball players from the area. We now watch them on TV playing for colleges and universities across the country.
Yeah, just this past weekend, to talk about the level of play in our area, Spencer Etzler from Coldwater is the starting libero for Stanford. And, you know, we competed against Coldwater quite a bit last year. We scrimmaged them in the postseason, getting ready, getting us both ready for the state tournament. And, you know, just knowing that that girl can play at that level is just unreal in this area. And there's a lot of girls around here that, if they chose to, could play at that level.
Yeah, former New Bremen star went on to Michigan here just recently.
For sure, yeah. She was up there, and now she's coaching in the New Bremen system, in Diana's system. So, you know, if you're a college coach and you're looking for players, you need to come down here and go to some high school games.
Big match upcoming for Fort Loramie in volleyball on the 11th of September against Rushi. Hey, with seven divisions now, Fort Loramie should continue to make a pretty heavy mark in volleyball, especially in this part of the state.
It's a learning curve.
Sure.
I mean, you know, this is a young team, and it doesn't matter who the coach would be this year. This is a young team that's got a lot to learn.
Right.
Then you have to learn how to win the game that you're in.
Right.
Whatever that's going to take. And they're learning. I mean, the process is happening. I can see it. I've looked at them. I've seen them play. I've watched the numbers. You know, they're doing what it takes. They just have to, you know, grind and keep after it. And it's going to happen for them. And, yeah, next Thursday's a big game, but, you know, they're all big games, aren't they, Jack? They're all big games, right? Every game you get to step on the court is a privilege, and they're all big games. Some are just bigger than others.
All part of the learning curve, as you just mentioned. Highlight the family. I know your wife, Polly, teaches up at Ohio Northern in Ada.
Yeah, my wife is a professor at Ohio Northern University in the education department, and you know, she loves it. It's something she's always wanted to do in higher ed, and then she gets to see former players of ours, Julian Geyer and Summer Hoying, on campus up there all the time. My son's a freshman here at Loramie. He's on the football team, and gets to stand out there on Friday nights. He's loving that. And my daughter's in the sixth grade, Julianne, and just playing volleyball every chance she gets. So I actually have a lot of time to spend with them now, which is, you know, been in demand, just not able to do the past 18 years.
And teaching American history, world history at Fort Loramie High School, every bit as much a passion of yours as coaching volleyball.
Absolutely. I love teaching history. I always have. You know, it's something that I enjoy a lot, and I enjoy seeing kind of the light bulb go on in kids' heads, and you know, kind of connecting the dots through world history and American history.
Has the word volleyball ever come up during a history class over the last 18 years?
Only if there's players in class asking me questions about what's going on. And yes, it does come up. And they want to see pictures of old players and things like that. And, yeah, so it does come up from time to time. It does come up.
Former 18-year head volleyball coach at Fort Loramie, John Rogers, whose team won the 2014 state championship, beating previously undefeated Macomb, winning 3 sets out of 4. And then this past November, Chuck, you and I had the privilege of watching Fort Loramie down Tiffin Calvert in straight sets to win the 2024 title. And again, if you want to watch good volleyball here in the area, September 11th at Rushi, Fort Loramie Redskins, Rushi Raiders, two fine volleyball teams go at it on the 11th, the Thursday night at Rushi. here at Fort Loramie. It's halftime. Fort Loramie Redskins lead the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers 24-16 at the break, and it is a shootout. Offense. There have been two total punts in this game. Lehman will get the ball to start the third quarter when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Beautiful night for high school football. Great night for entertaining high school football here on the gridiron at Fort Loramie. 24-16. Redskins lead the Cavaliers of Lehman Catholic. My goodness, Chuck, how many acres of yards have been put up by these two offenses?
Well, Loramie has 152 on the ground and 13 of 19 for 161 throwing it, 313 yards in the first half, 12 first downs, no turnovers. Lehman ran the ball 9 times for 80 yards. He was 6 of 7 for 125, 205 yards, 7 first downs, and no turnovers. It's just amazing numbers for a first half of a high school game.
24-16, Fort Loramie in the lead by 8. Next week, Fort Loramie is on the road in the Northwest Conference at Convoy Crestview. First league encounter the following week at Lima Central Catholic, a game that we'll probably cover here on Scores Broadcast. Next Thursday at Sydney Memorial Stadium, Lehman Catholic enters into TRC play against Northridge. That is next Thursday night. We covered Lehman Northridge right at the end of the regular season last year. That could be an exciting game. News I heard for the first time this week, Chuck, in the next year or two, no later than 2 years, Bethel and Riverside leave the Three Rivers Conference, and the scuttlebutt is that the remaining TRC teams will fill those holes in their schedules with crossover games with the Dayton Public League. And Lehman, in a couple years, I think, plays Dunbar and Meadowdale.
Perfect. That's exactly the kind of what you want to do, because they'll bring at least 15 people to the game.
24-16, Fort Loramie leads. Redskins will kick off to start the second half. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It's in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first-end tools free. O'Reilly, always accepting job apps in person at 560 East Main in Rushi. For experienced machinists and other entry-level spots, contact us online at OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Good timing, opening second half kickoff, Fort Loramie booting from south to north. And it is a short line drive kick up the left side of the field. It is on the ground. It's rolling free. Fort Laramie recovers inside the 30 of Lehman. Oh, that's a big turn of events. Because you sense, Chuck, once this game started, if somebody could somehow get the ball and score twice in a row, oh, that would be a big advantage. What happened over there, Chuck? Did Lehman just mishandle or just not cover?
The person in the front row touched it with his leg on the way by, and the other kid dove and missed it, and there was just nobody over there. I think it changed the trajectory of the kick, and it made the guys in the back go the opposite way, and they couldn't get back over. And
that was a real hard, low, squib, twisting kick, and it gave Lehman fits. Fort Laramie, first play from scrimmage, third quarter, runs it wide. Ray Hoing's on the corner. He's got a 7 or 8 yard advance, but a late clip is thrown against the Redskins, and that will cost Fort Laramie a sizable gain on the first play of the second half. 24-16, Fort Laramie in the lead. And I believe that was the original signal foul against Fort Laramie. It may have occurred several yards downfield.
Well, it was thrown by the back judge, and you don't usually see the back judge throwing holding cook. So it had to be down the field.
It's stepped off from where the marker was on the ground. Fort Laramie has it at the 38. Technically, it's a penalty of, what, about 8 yards?
Yeah, but it's first and 18.
Half minute gone, third quarter. Fort Laramie leads 24-16. First down now inside the 40. Long way to go for a first. It's Hoing. Hoing's got the football. Lehman's grabbing at it. They can't spike it out. Ray Hoing stays on his feet, and he trudges stubbornly down to about the 30. Benton Verrill in there on the hit for the Cavaliers. So it's back to a more manageable second down and 10 for the Redskins. 1 minute gone, third quarter. Fort Laramie continues to milk the clock with running plays and long drives, and they milk the clock on each possession as well, down to 6 seconds before this snap. It snapped with 4 seconds remaining, and it's a quick run, a mad dash around left end as Fort Laramie caught Lehman by surprise. That was the Wildcat, Ray Hoing, a burst of speed to the perimeter, very close to a first down. It's going to be third and a yard and a half. Ball marked for play at the Lehman 22.
Well, he got to the corner, and there was nobody there.
No, that was a quick cadence. And Laramie simply caught Lehman off guard.
Yeah, they weren't out there.
By mistake, that wasn't the Wildcat. It was a quick toss to Ray. And with a burst of energy, he got to the periphery of the Lehman defense. Third down, a couple. Laramie runs it. Don't think the Redskins made it. Good stand by Lehman. Credit to Lenz in the middle along with Olding. Jace Olding stacked it up. It's going to be fourth and a yard for Fort Laramie at the Lehman 22-and-a-half. Big play early on, third quarter. Fort Laramie wants to keep the drive alive, up by 8, 24-16.
Lynn got a little penetration that time, and he had a hold of Hoing's leg, and he didn't let go.
Yep, good job of Tommy Lenz on that defensive line for Lehman, which shows 9 in the box. Fort Laramie runs it. Ray Hoing, he wriggles, squirms, squirts over the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet, almost broke it. Somebody nipping at his heels caught him at the 16. He staggered, stumbled down at the 12. First and 10, Fort Laramie. Boy, the defiant runs by Hoing the past 2 weeks have been unbelievable. Player shaking up, getting up slowly is a Redskin.
I think that's Hoing. I think he's a little exhausted.
Boy, Ray has been an unbelievable workhorse 2 weeks in a row. 9:19 to go, third quarter. Fort Laramie up 24-16. And the new line of scrimmage is marked for play, what, at the 14?
Yeah.
I thought he might have gotten closer to the 10, knee touchdown. Back inside the 15 at the 14, first and 10 for the Redskins. Not sure if Hoying is in on this play. It looks like Grillo or Maxwell is in the offensive backfield. Redskins run it over right tackle, and it's a short advance, maybe a yard or two. It was Xander Grillo. Second down, 9 for the Redskins. Ball marked for play between the 12 and 13. Line to gain is down around the 3. 8.5 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 24, Lehman 16.
Hoying's back now.
Ray, after the respite, is on the field. And it's the Wildcat. It's Hoying. And he pounds up the middle to the 10, the 9, the 8. A couple of big plays coming up here. Third down for Fort Loramie. And 5 to go for a first down as we near the 8-minute mark of the third quarter of this game. Keep in mind the Redskins had the ball virtually the final 7.5 of the second quarter, and they've had it for the first 4-plus here in the third. Redskins run it, and Lehman says, not on our watch. That play is stacked up right at the 10 or 11. Ray Hoying, very minimal gain. Well, the Redskins now bring in 3 or 4 new black jerseys on fourth down and every bit of 7 to go for a first down.
He lost a little bit on that one.
Sure did. Line of scrimmage marked for play at the 10. Must get to the 3 for a first down. Fourth down, Fort Loramie. Snap coming to Heckman. He's got Tanner Eilerman to the short side of the field. It looks like he is going to be barricaded by two defenders. Fort Loramie may take a timeout. Play clock winding down. Timeout, Redskins. Fourth and 7 coming up at the Lehman 10. 24-16 Fort Loramie. 7:07 to go, third quarter. On Scores, broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Yep, the biggest play of the second half is upcoming. Fourth and 7, Redskins, 10-yard line of Lehman Catholic. Fort Loramie in the lead, 24-16. Forward pass coming by Heckman. He's back at the 15, the 16 to throw. He's got nervous feet. He's going to run to the left. Lehman's in hot pursuit. Heckman's on the edge. He tries to drive hard down toward the 5. He can't make it. He is smacked out of bounds at about the 7, and Lehman takes over the football.
Well, Lehman gave up that recovery of the opening kick to start the third quarter, and they survived it.
Yep, they sure did. Did lose 5 minutes of the third period. In fact, as I mentioned a moment ago, going back over two quarters of play, Fort Loramie essentially has had the ball for 12 and a half minutes in a row, spanning the second and third quarters.
Yep. And the other thing is the field position, because they would have had the ball probably about the 35. Now they start on the 9.
It is first and 10, Lehman at their own 9. Lachey in the spread takes the snap at the 3, looks in the left flat. He's back at the 2. He's going to heave a long, long bomb. He's got a receiver who's at the 40-yard line of Fort Loramie. Oh, it's busted up at the last second.
That was Tanner Heckman.
Tanner Heckman, who head coach Spencer Wells said, we may use him in certain kinds of situations on defense. I tell you what, at 6'4", now's a good time.
His 6'4 is what knocked that down because the receiver was behind him.
Yep, C.J. Olding was on a fly pattern. He was in the vicinity of the 39 or 40 of Fort Loramie, and the ball was there. Fort Loramie didn't give up on it as they kept tracking Olding downfield. And we're within a couple of steps of him. It was Heckman who got the mitt on the ball. Second and 10, Lehman at the Cavalier 9. It's a running play, a draw to Solman. He's wrestled down at the 11 or 12. It was not Solman, it was O'Leary, and that was a fine open field tackle by Ray Hoing in the middle of that defense for Fort Loramie. Oh, he made a heck of a play, a diving tackle around the thighs of the ball carrier O'Leary. Third and 7, Lehman, line of scrimmage, the Cavaliers 11. Half to third quarter gone, Fort Loramie up 8. Man in motion. Lachey fakes the screen left, screens it back to the right, and Fort Loramie makes the tackle immediately. Either that or the ball falls incomplete. Let's see what's been ruled.
Ineligible downfield, Lehman, so it's going to be declined.
Yep, there is a marker. Fort Loramie says, we'll take the punt. We will receive the punt from Lehman as the Redskins force a 3-and-out. And now Fort Loramie should get good field position. The wind out of the northwest in the back of the Lehman punter on this upcoming boot. Score for Minster, courtesy Denny Monin and Rushi. 14-14 tie, third quarter. Anna Minster in a good opening MAC game between those two programs.
Yeah, that is just such a good league. So much fun to watch.
Last we heard, St. Henry 14, Marion Local 7 in the third. Two very good MAC contests underway. And Lehman in the huddle does send the punt team on. Now Lachey does the kicking.
Yep, so you better be prepared. Any place on the field, he's a threat.
And C.J. Olding is flanked 15 yards to the left. He is single covered. It is fourth down and 8.5 yards to go for a first down.
What a
Lachey punts it, and it is magnificent. All the way over to the Fort Loramie 36, over the head of the return man for the Redskins, and then it takes a hop, skip, and a jump all the way down inside the 25 to the 23. Did he ever flip the field?
67-yard punt, and I probably 50 of it was in the air.
Yeah. It was slightly wind-aided. It has now turned from west to east to more and northwest to southeast. In the back of Lehman on that possession, now Fort Loramie has it. First and 10, Redskins 23. We played half the third quarter. Nobody scored in the second half.
That's amazing.
24-16, Redskins lead. And you can bet Lehman's going to get a steady dose of number zero, Ray Hoing. What a game this has turned out to be. Cat and mouse now. Here is Ray Hoing fighting to the line of scrimmage. Has a hole. He squirts through it, extends his body, and he lunges over the 30 to the 32. 6 hard-earned yards for Hoing. Forward progress, give him 7. Jace Olding wrapped him up. I tell you what, Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong. Ray Hoing's yards tonight, I bet 2/3 after initial contact.
Oh, absolutely. His run after contact has been outstanding.
Wow. What do you call those? Yak?
Yeah, yards after reception is what they call those, but it works the same with running backs.
YAC. Here is Fort Loramie running. It's Hoing again. Stays on his feet. Makes a man miss. Makes another man miss. Near sideline. Hammered out of bounds into the Fort Loramie bench. But guess what? He garnered 6 on the play. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Stiver popped him out of bounds. First and 10 Redskins from their own 39.
Boy, he took a shot right there.
Was a flag thrown? I'm not sure.
The coaching staff wants a late hit.
Oh, yeah, they sure do. Fort Loramie heading back behind the line of scrimmage.
They haven't hesitated to throw little bullcrap penalties on 57-yard touchdown runs.
The new line to gain the 49. First and 10, Fort Loramie at their own 39-yard line. Only 5 minutes left in the third quarter. 24-16, Fort Loramie in the lead still. Lehman has had the ball for 3 plays, three plays in the last 15 minutes of this game. And that is the recipe for success for Fort Loramie here tonight. Redskins run it to the left. It's Xander Grillo. Flag behind the line of scrimmage. There's another one. Grillo, oh, two more fly in. We could have multiple fouls here, one on each team, maybe a couple each way.
Well, the first one's going to be during the play. The last one has to be dead ball because that was way after the whistle when those came
in. I tell you what, I'm not sure I've got the officiating IQ to sort out who gets charged, how many yards, which direction.
Well, if the original one will go backwards, I don't know what the second was. It was some kind of dust-up in the defensive backfield.
Yeah, it looked like a delayed dead ball dust-up.
Yep.
With 4:58 to go in the third quarter, at the officials' conference.
We won't understand her, so it doesn't make any difference.
Well, a marker is thrown against Fort Loramie. 10 yards, a clip or a hold, and then unsportsmanlike conduct against Lehman.
That's not.
So what ensues? They offset?
Well, no, they shouldn't offset because the second one was way after the play.
Right. Well, as a result,
they gained 5 yards.
It's all sorted out in the favor of Fort Loramie, you might say. First and six, Redskins at their own 44. I'd say Fort Loramie came out advantageous.
I don't know what happened in the backfield, but defensive backfield. But Lehman needs to calm down. That's their second personal foul.
4:42 to go, third quarter. 24-16 Fort Loramie. Running plays, Xander Grillo tries to squirt between right tackle and guard, and a nice for two. Oh, there's a late loose ball. Cavaliers think they've got it. The referees have not signaled accordingly. I don't think the men in stripes took the bait.
No.
They're hopping up and down. Lehman is saying, hey, we stole the pigskin. But no dice. Second down and three for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 46 with 4:13 to go here in the third quarter. 24-16, Fort Loramie still leads it. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Receivers left and right. Heckman in the spread. Ray Hoying alongside. Ray puts his head down and lurches for maybe one. Well, he was grabbed right around the ankles by Stiver, who's had one heck of a game for Lehman at the linebacker spot here tonight. Third down, a yard and a half to go for the Redskins. Ball marked for play at their own 48. Three and a half to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie's had the football for all but three plays since about 8 minutes or so were left in the second period.
I think Lehman only ran like three plays in the second quarter.
Uh-oh, look out. Here's Hoying. Ray Hoying's got a crease up the middle. He bucks to the 50, stays on his feet. 45-40, toppled at the 38-yard line. Ray Hoying going to work. I tell you what, it's going to be difficult to award a singular star of the game.
It's not going to happen.
To a Redskin player because the offensive line, the entire group, has been awesome. First and 10, Fort Loramie at the Lehman 39. 2:50 to go in the third period. And Fort Loramie needs to come out of this with a touchdown.
Yeah, they've dominated from the second and third quarter, but they can't pull it. They can't get that touchdown to pull away.
Heckman looks right, wants to go fly pattern near sideline. Tanner Eilerman. Oh, they struggle for the loose ball. Who's got it? Lehman thinks they've intercepted. It's on the ground. No incomplete.
Yep.
Tanner Eilerman and C.J. Olding in a tussle, a war, went on inside the 15-yard line, near sideline, for that aerial thrown by Heckman. It was a jump. Olding had the better angle. But to Tanner Eilerman, last split second, played defense and got the ball to the ground. Second and 10, Fort Loramie. Lehman 39, 24-16, Fort Loramie. Two and a half to go, third period. 9 in the box for Lehman. Hoing runs up the middle, no room. Swings it wide, stays on his feet. He's got 8 yards, penalty marker against Fort Loramie. And the Redskins players look at the official and they say, "Who, me?"
Well, you know, nobody came to watch officials throw flags. They came to watch the kids play football. I'm not impressed.
Yep, the penalty is thrown at about the point of attack. So Fort Loramie is going to be confronted here with a second and a...
about 20.
A whole bunch to go. Ball will be marked from the 39 backwards to near the 50. Redskins have it at the Lehman 49-yard line. Second down, and you're right, Chuck, second and close to 20. To go for a first down, more like 18, as I look at the sticks across the way. Scoreboard says 20. It's not quite second and 20, I don't believe.
19.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers right, three to the left. Heckman to throw for sure from his 42. Middle of the field, fires short. Lehman nearly makes the pick. Is it caught? Did the defensive back get his hands under it? It's in the area of the 35, and it's ruled interception. Heckman underthrew. Ball may have been tipped. Lehman football at the 35 of the Cavaliers, and that's the Fort Loramie mistake Lehman has been looking for.
Holding heck of an interception right there.
C.J. Holding.
The receiver fell down. This receiver on the route fell down right when he threw the football.
Great play by Holding. Here is a quick pass by Lachey. Faked it to Stolman and fired a bullet over the middle. Yes, it's caught. Boy, that was a slant pattern run right now by O'Leary. He caught it 10 yards downfield, and he bucked ahead for three more after catch. Bergman on the tackle for Fort Loramie. First and 10, Lehman at the Cavaliers 48-yard line.
That was his first completion since the first quarter.
Here's a sprint out by Lachey. Oh, a late pitch. Turning the left corner, O'Leary. He strings it to the near side, inside the 45-40. Bounced out of bounds. Down around the 38-yard line of Fort Loramie. Zach Dews covered him up. Very good play. It was a quick toss sweep to the left.
Well designed.
Yep, Lehman got on the edge fast. 37 of Fort Loramie. 24-16. Fort Loramie leads. First down, Lehman. Snap back to Lachey. Fakes to O'Leary. Lachey wants to throw. He's got open space to run. Beyond the numbers, far side. Cuts it back, zigzags. Met solidly at about the 30. Falls forward to the 28 or 9. Looks like he gained 10 and a first down, maybe just short. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Second down, a yard and a half to go for a first down for Lehman. Ball marked for play at the Fort Loramie 29. Let's see if the Cavaliers throw it on second and very short. All five receivers flanked. Lachey throws over the middle, and it's a little curl route by one of the wideouts. Open space in front of the defensive back is O'Leary. Evan O'Leary hauls it in for Lehman down around the 23, 24-yard line. And he turned and leaned to about the 21. First and 10, Cavaliers. It is a sustained march down the field by Lehman. Final 30 seconds, third quarter. Lachey way back at the 20, far side. He's going to have to pitch that one into the ground out of bounds. And he does. 2 yards upfield into the sideline. Clock stops just short of 30 to go in the third quarter. Second and 10, Lehman. 24-16, Fort Loramie. Conversions after touchdown will come up big. Lehman to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers each side. And it's a sweep to the left. Here comes Lehman with a convoy of blockers. Running play down inside the 15. Near sideline. It is O'Leary. And he chugs to about the 11 or 10. It might be goal to go. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. It was Dews on the boundary for Fort Loramie making the hit. It's goal to go, Lehman from the 9. Final 12 seconds, third quarter. Fort Loramie leads by 8. Lachey back at the 15. Oh, there's holding. There's holding by Lehman. But Lachey gets away with it. He's still running for his life back at the 20. And he throws it out of bounds in the end zone. I think a marker was eventually thrown. Oh my goodness, that was blatant offensive holding.
Yeah, they called it.
Time has expired here in the third quarter. Now, I think the application here is that...
I don't think they do the untimed down anymore. I think they did away with that.
Okay. I don't think that occurs at the end of the first or third anyway. Halftime, end of the game. At any rate, it's not applied here. Penalty assessed at the start of the fourth quarter when Lehman has first and goal. From back around, it's 20, 24-16, Fort Loramie in the lead. It's a thriller here at the Redskin Stadium tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Well, as we start the fourth quarter, all the players are down around the 20-yard line or so, getting set for this next play from scrimmage. But the officials are huddled at midfield, attempting to decipher the new yard line for Lehman's continued possession. And after the holding penalty on the Cavaliers, it is first and goal from right about the 20-yard line. With Fort Loramie leading here at the start of the fourth quarter, 24-16. And this is very manageable for Lachey and his offense, that's for sure. Fort Loramie's got to be very mindful of the Lachey forward pass and his ability to run. And it's a quick flat pass thrown behind the line at the 23. Run after catch for 6 or 7, maybe closer to 8. I think that was Lachey to O'Leary, who caught it sprinting toward the sideline. Tough to defend as O'Leary got to the edge real fast. Play gained 7. Kester in there on the tackle for Fort Loramie. Second and goal for Lehman at about the 13.5-yard line of Fort Loramie. Opening 40 seconds, fourth quarter, 24-16, Fort Loramie. Here is Lachey, takes the snap back at the 20. Oh, it's a reverse around to the left. It's C.J. Holding. He bucks down inside the 10-9-yard line. Bumped out of bounds. It is third and goal for Lehman. Let's see where the ball is marked for play. It's at the 7-yard line of Fort Loramie. Opening minute, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie Redskins had the ball in the second and third quarters for about 18 or 19 minutes. the 24 minutes of those two periods might even have been more. Here's Lachey, takes the snap at his 12, looks end zone, fires, ball is batted up in the air, it's tipped, it is caught by whom? Somebody snatched it. Fort Loramie saying interception. No, the ball is on the ground.
Okay.
And it's ruled incomplete. Fort Loramie's linebacking core got mitts on the ball at about the 3. It went way up in the air like a pop fly. Loramie had the best shot at the grab, couldn't pull it off. And it's 4th and goal for Lehman inside the 8-yard line of Fort Loramie. 11:01 to go, 3rd quarter. What a game this has turned out to be. We knew it would be special. Didn't think it'd be this good. It's been great. 2 receivers right, 2 to the left for Lachey. Man in motion. And it is way back behind the line. It's a left-handed throw with a halfback for Lehman. Wow. And he throws to the receiver a yard deep in the end zone. And it works for the touchdown. The lefty C.J. Olding, who's a dynamite jump shooter from long range in basketball. He's a southpaw. Took the handoff way back behind the line of scrimmage as Lehman pulled out the stops. And Olding threw it to Lachey.
Double reverse.
Woo.
And Lachey went into the end zone. Yeah, just an outstanding call. Bill Zimmerman, one heck of a football coach.
2-point conversion. Lachey's in trouble. Late delivery. Throws it at the goal line. And it is good. It's caught by the receiver. About a foot into the end zone. Lachey was being harassed way back at the 12 or 13-yard line with a hand in his face. He threw a late shot over the middle of the field to O'Leary, who snared it. Defenders were around. He was just barely into the end zone. And the 2-point conversion ties up the game at 24 with 10:58 to go in the contest on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, we are tied up at 24. 10:58 to go, 4th quarter. What a play call by Lehman. 4th and goal from the 7.5. Here's a little pop fly kick off by Lehman. It is in the air. It's dangerous. It's loose on the ground. Fort Loramie does cover it up at about the 38-yard line. 1st and 10 Redskins. Lehman gave up some pretty good field position right there with that short pooch kickoff. Just to recap, Lehman Catholic with a touchdown pass. Double reverse. Olding wound up with the ball in the offensive backfield, and he pitched it with the left hand back to Lachey, who was virtually standing on the pylon at the goal line, far side of the field. It worked beautifully. And then a very late toss under duress by Lachey. Middle of the field on the 2-point conversion. Caught by Lehman O'Leary right at the goal line to tie this thing up at 24.
Well, they don't have much offense here in the second half, but they have enough to add enough to tie it.
Here is Fort Loramie running it. Ray Hoing dragged down, 2-yard gain. Small advance, 40-yard line of Fort Loramie. 2nd down 8. Clock runs. We've called Ian Stiver's name a lot. He doesn't go both ways. He's a specialist on defense and linebacker for Lehman, and he has been outstanding. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie has used one timeout. They have 2 left. Lehman has the full complement of 3 remaining. 2nd down 9 officially. Ball marked for play at the 39.5 of Fort Loramie, line to gain the 48. I understand Minster's gone ahead of Anna, 21-14, fourth quarter at Minster. Minster in the lead with seven. Here comes Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Heckman gives it. Hoying, he's got room. Look at him go. He barrels 50, 45, stays on his feet. Won't go down. Still won't go down. 35, 30. Oh, an unbelievable run by Ray Hoying. Uncanny. You have to see it to believe it. Words don't do it justice. He was stopped by six different men for Lehman. They kept pounding him in his back, and he hammered and hammered on and wound up making Chuck, what, about a 30-yard gain?
33 yards.
First and 10 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage, the 32 of Lehman. Ray Hoying 2 weeks in a row. He's been a man.
That was a man run.
A man among boys. He has been out of sight. First and 10, Fort Loramie, 32 of Lehman. 9:40 left in the game. It's tied. Hand off straight ahead. Forging for four. Hoying again. When in doubt, give it to number zero.
So far, I've got it narrowed down to nine Loramie kids for the player of the game.
I tell you what, the offensive line.
Yeah, they're part of it.
Ray, win or lose, needs to take them out to dinner numerous times.
Take them to Brookings and get the chicken.
Yep. 9:07 and counting, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 24, Lehman 24. Second down and seven, Fort Loramie. Football mark for play at about the 27 of the Cavaliers. Redskins run it, right guard. Don't know if that was Grilly or Hoying. He is piled up. It was Hoying. Small advance. Stiver again. Ian Stiver, though.
He has been all over the place.
A dozen solos and assisted tackles. The last play gained a couple. Third and five for Fort Loramie. It's four down territory, no doubt about it. Final score as Marion Local comes from behind to win its 67th in a row to beat St. Henry at St. Henry tonight. Flyers 21, Redskins 14. That score courtesy of Denny Munn and Rushi. Thank you so much, Denny.
Thanks, Denny.
Appreciate
it. Can't wait to see you during basketball season.
I remarked to Chuck off air a few minutes ago, 66-game win streak on the line. And Denny, a few minutes later, gives us the final. Marion Local wins again to stretch it to 67. Big third and five, Fort Loramie. It is a run behind left guard. Offensive line surged some more for Grillo behind it. He carved out four and a half, maybe five. Is it fourth and a foot, Chuck? It's what it looks like.
Looks like it.
Fourth down for Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play at the 18. I tell you what, for the Redskins' case, this could be the ball game.
Well, absolutely. They need to score on this drive. They've had two chances to score to push that lead up, and then Lehman came back and tied it.
Yep. Fourth down, 2 feet to go, 18 of Lehman. Redskins run it. It's Hoying in the middle. Don't think he made it. He needs a favorable spot. If Lehman stacked him up, the Cavaliers deserve the stop because they plowed into the waist of Hoying at the point of attack right at the line of scrimmage. Fort Loramie players saying, hey, we got the first. But Lehman takes over with a big fourth down stop as the Redskins turn it over on downs at the 18-yard line. 7:27 left to go here in the fourth. It didn't look like Hoying got the forward progress enough to make the first as he was stalemated. The interior of that defensive front for Lehman got the job done. Boy, let's give credit where it is due. Along that defensive line, Linz and Kennedy and Garman, they plugged up what little hole there was. You know, Jace Holding was in on it too. First and 10 for Lehman, shy of the 20. Oh, it's a quick slant. Oh, and Lehman busts it. Broken tackle at the 25. The receiver might be gone. He's at the 50. C.J. Oling on the loose. There he goes. He is into the end zone for a touchdown just like that. A quick slant. Lachey to Oling. Oling beat the defender, who lurched for the football, couldn't get the deflection, and then Oling had one man to beat 25 yards downfield. Oling can fly, great speed, and the play goes for what, Chuck, 80 full yards?
82.
82 officially. Lehman leads it by 6, and if you're Lehman, you probably go for 2, or do you kick it and go up 7?
I think you have to go for 2.
Yep, and they are. Cavaliers, line of scrimmage, going for 2. Snap is on the ground. Lachey's in trouble. Flips the pass into the end zone. In Fort Laramie, might have knocked it away. Incomplete. Lachey with a late flip tried to find Verrill a few yards deep in the end zone, but it was late. Fort Laramie had it covered. 6 points for Lehman. And Fort Laramie's down 6. 7:13 left in the fourth. It's going to the wire here at Fort Laramie on Military Appreciation Night as Laramie and Lehman renew their football rivalry in grand style on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Oh, what a combination, Lachey and Oling. We talked about it in the pregame that C.J. Oling averaging per catch on the year, not 17 yards, not 27. He was averaging 37 per reception coming in. He just turned in an 82-yard touchdown catch and run. He and Lachey, it was a quick slant. And when Oling caught it, he was off to the races. The two-point try missed. And Fort Laramie's got possession after a pretty good kickoff return. The ball was booted down into no man's land around the 10 or 15. But Laramie found the football, made a mad dash to the 35. First and 10 Redskins, 2 timeouts remaining. Lehman all 3 left. Here's Ray Hoying, outside left tackle, stays on his feet, breaks the tackle, breaks another, pounds to the 40. Those may have been the hardest 4 yards to gain I've ever seen in high school football.
I'll tell you what, that kid's going to need to sit in ice bath tonight after this thing. He has taken a pounding. They may have been pulling him out some on defense, playing other linebackers, just trying to probably save his legs a little bit.
Well, he didn't get the benefit of the full forward progress there.
No.
Only got 3. I thought he picked up 4.
So he did get 4, but I thought he got to the 40, and they marked him at the 39.
Second and 7, line to gain, the 45. Here's Heckman, 2-3 step drop, out pattern. Oh, it's dangerous. It is going to be picked off by Lehman at the 50-yard line. It was telegraphed for Tanner Eilerman, and Lehman made the intercept. Turner Lachey, who doesn't play often on defense for Lehman, But I was told before the game he might be out there at least occasionally in big situations, just like Tanner Heckman has been for Fort Loramie. Beautifully timed pickoff by Lachey.
Oh, he jumped that route, boy.
Yep, and now the Cavaliers are in business at the Fort Loramie 38-yard line with 6:17 to go here in the fourth.
It's at the 48.
What did I say?
38.
Oh, 48-yard line of Fort Loramie. Off 10 yards, my mistake.
Just above the L.
Two timeouts left, Fort Loramie. Three remaining laymen halfway through the fourth. Lachey wants to throw. He zips a pass, middle of the field, no good, incomplete. Looks like holding on Lehman at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's the umpire, and that's usually an automatic holding call.
30-24, Lehman up six. Fort Loramie needs to stop, and then a late touchdown to pull this thing out of the fire. Something the Redskins, the first 2 weeks of the year, had ideas of doing, but just could not quite get it done. Finished the game in the red zone. Two straight weeks, lost by 8 points both times.
Called that a chop block. That was a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, I saw it right smack dab in the middle. It
happened right away.
In the offensive line. Yeah, either a guard or center.
Yeah, well, you can't have two people engaged at somebody at the same time.
That Lehman on 1st and 25 is spread across the field offensively, and there's a long bomb down the field. Receiver being defended at the 19. It is in his hands and out, incomplete.
Wow, that was good defense because I thought that was another touchdown.
Turner Lachey threw that football from way back at his own 25. It was in the air almost to the other 25. And it was accurately pitched.
Yeah, it was right on the money. Good defense.
Clock stops, 6:05 to go in the fourth. 30-24. Lehman in the lead by six. Lehman, a second down and a whole bunch to go. Full 25 needed. Here is Lachey, a little bubble screen to Holding. He gets a block, makes a man miss. He is at the 40, slashes to the 45, up to near the 50, leaving Lehman a 3rd and 13 to go for a first down. Griffin Mesher tripped up Holding. Boy, if he makes Mesher miss, he has cut it back to the middle of the field and might have had open space in front. Big play here. Can Fort Loramie force a punt? Third down, a full 13 or 14 to go for a first down for Lehman at the Cavalier 48. 5:25 to go in the fourth. Here's a fake screen to the left and a middle screen to Holding. Holding catches at the 50. Look at him go. Far sideline. Gets a block. He's on the loose. It is down the sideline. O'Leary, not Holding. He is long gone. Got two blocks inside the 30 and took it to the house. Woo! Beautifully designed play, Chuck.
Man, for it, yeah, they had nothing going in for about a quarter and a half.
Nope.
And all of a sudden, they just explode. And you're right, that was a fake screen.
Yep.
And then a middle screen.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful play.
Yep, it was a look by Lachey to one man in the flat. That screen was not completed. Lachey held the ball, kept it back, and then delivered it to O'Leary, far side of the field. That might have been his original target anyway. Here's a slant on the two-point conversion try. It's in the end zone. Ball's on the ground as Fort Loramie has splattered it to the ground. But another six-pointer by Lehman gives the Cavaliers a lead of 12 at 36-24 with 5:13 to go here in the fourth. Beautifully designed play by Lehman. And they had two screens set up. Lachey said on one of them. Delivered the ball far side of the field to O'Leary. The second screen hit the jackpot. It was a long gainer down the left sideline. And it went, Chuck, for what, about 40 yards and a score?
That one went for 52.
Oh, 52. 52-yarder, you're right. The ball was just short of midfield.
They had 1st and 25, and they scored on third down.
Yep, this Lehman offense every bit is vaunted, is advertised. And Holding 37 yards average per catch on the year. O'Leary, extremely versatile. They're the 1-2 receivers for the QB Lachey. Kickoff return by Fort Loramie from the 15-yard line, back up over the 25, the 30. Tackle made at the 31 with 5:05 to go in the fourth. Yep, you hog the ball all night long like Fort Loramie has done.
Yep.
But you've had just a couple of possessions go by and you couldn't get points on the board. And Lehman can strike so fast.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, Loramie, you're right. I mean, they've played a really nice football game, ran the ball well, but it's taken them time to get down there.
Yeah.
Lehman's like, boom, boom, touchdown. It's just, it's amazing to watch.
And I tell you what, Northridge is the next opponent for Lehman next Thursday. I have not seen the players on the field for Northridge the first 2 weeks. I expected to see that Northridge had a lot of good sophomores and juniors from a year ago coming back. Here's Fort Loramie on a first and 10, and it's a fine run by Heckman at quarterback, an ad-lib play, danced down the sideline, picked up 15, 20, and then some. Penalty, three of them down in the Fort Loramie offensive backfield. Holding on Loramie or a face mask on Lehman. Let's see what it's about.
It looks like they're declining the penalty on this side, but like they've done all night, they throw 8 flags and then they talk about it.
So I don't know which team shows up next week for Northridge. Obviously, they've had some personnel kept on the sideline the first week or two. Highly athletic team is Northridge. It'll be matched by Lehman next week in a Thursday game at Sydney Memorial Stadium. And I tell you what, Chuck, if Lehman holds on to win tonight and beats Northridge next week, they're looking at 10-0.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, the marker is against Lehman.
It was a personal foul that they declined because they took the first down with the run.
Yeah, the play gained about 26 or 7 over to the 48 of Lehman. First and 10 for Fort Loramie. 4:54 to go in the game. It's a screen to the left. It is Ray Hoying behind the line. Got it at the 50. Puts his head down and bulldogs his way to the 45, the 40. Wrapped up at the 39 of Lehman with 4:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Well, Fort Loramie got the better of Lehman in the district basketball tournament with what a lot of people consider to be a mild upset. Here tonight, Lehman is in business, up 12, 4:24 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie, with other ideas, airs one out. Heckman, far sideline, 10-yard line, out of bounds. Turner Lachey is flashing his skills on defense here in the second half of this game.
Well, I tell you what, Lachey and Olding, they just play some outstanding defense to go along with the fact they're almost unstoppable offensively.
All three, the triumvirate of O'Leary, O'Leary, Olding, and Lachey, they are marvelous multiple-way players, special teams, offense, defense. Redskins run on them third and one, and they spring Xander Grillo right up the gut. Look at him go. He's at the 30, 25. O'Leary saved a touchdown at the 21. Who was the ball carrier there,
Chuck? That was a keeper, quarterback.
It was Heckman. Heckman didn't give it to Grillo. And we had a pre-snap foul or a timeout. 4:05 to go in the fourth. Now, Fort Loramie is down 12. And if the Redskins could get a pretty quick touchdown and then a three-and-out stop, might have to use their two timeouts to get it done. They could get fairly good field position with a couple, 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Yep. I thought that was an illegal substitution. And they stopped the play, talked about it for 20 minutes, and came up with the right answer.
Flag against Lehman. First and 5, Fort Loramie at the Lehman 20. Two receivers right, two to the left. After the illegal substitution, penalty of 5 yards. Here's Heckman. It's a little hook-in route run by Jaden Luthman, who went down about the 12-yard line. spun around the quarterback, came back toward the quarterback. Heckman snared the pass, tackle made, ball marked for play down around the 12. First and 10, Lehman, or I should say Fort Loramie. Heckman wants to throw. He's going to have to eat it. Runs to the sideline, spilled. Out of bounds, or did he get out of bounds? Yes, he did. Heckman, no, he did not. Clock runs. Second down for Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play back at about the 14 or 15. Line to gain the 2. Here's a middle screen. Ray Hoying met solidly. The play goes for 2 or 3 back to the original line of scrimmage. And it's going to be 3rd down and 10 to go for the Redskins with 3:20 left here in the 4th. Two receivers flanked left for the QB. Here is Heckman. 2, 3, 4 step drop. Looks middle of the field. It is broken up at the 5. Sliding on the ground. Guess who? Olding nearly picked it. 4th down upcoming here for Fort Loramie. 3:04 to go here in the 4th. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Proud to be a sponsor, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. More in a moment as Fort Loramie heads to the line of scrimmage. 4th down, 11 to go. Need to get to the 2 for a 1st down. Fade pattern thrown by Heckman. 3 yards deep in the end zone. Olding and Lachey double team Eilerman and swat the ball away. It's incomplete. And Lehman takes over, leading by 12, 36-24, and some fans begin to exit. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. And Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a 4-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. A proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Timeout called as Lehman, after a very small gain on 1st down, will face a 2nd and just under 10 to go for a 1st down from the Lehman 13 with 2:51 to go here in the 4th quarter. Minster has defeated Anna 24-14. Final score, Minster 24, Anna 14, and Marion Local 21, St. Henry 14.
Wow.
Tell you what, the recipe for success tonight was drawn up by Fort Loramie. It almost worked. Redskins couldn't get points on the board in a couple big possessions here in the 2nd half after dominating clock time, but couldn't get the ball into the end zone.
Exactly.
Credit Lehman's defense for standing tall, adjusting, and keying on Ray Hoying just enough to get Loramie stopped and kept off the board here in the 3rd and 4th quarters. Halftime score was, what, 24-16?
24-16,
yep. So Loramie's been blanked here in the 2nd half of this game, and give Lehman all the credit in the world for making the defensive plays and stops in the final 2 quarters, leading by 12, 36-24, with 2:47 to go in the 4th. Northridge is Lehman's next opponent in the TRC next Thursday. Fort Loramie travels to Convoy Crestview. And lo and behold, Lehman passes. It's C.J. Olding in the right flat. He caught it 5 yards downfield and made everybody miss. It's O'Leary, not Olding. O'Leary takes it to the house. It goes 81 yards.
Gee whiz.
Olding and O'Leary with 2 80-yard-plus touchdown catches and runs here late in this game. Little surprise, Lehman threw the football.
Well, I mean, I wasn't shocked because they threw a nice and easy, like a almost a pitch to the outside. And Lormie played it poorly. Whoever was out there, I don't get the number, and I wouldn't say it anyway. But, boy, he just got absolutely burned. And O'Leary was gone.
Oh, is this Lehman offense ever special?
Wow.
It is 42-24. It's going to look like a rout when you check scores online on your phone later on tonight.
Across your point.
Yeah, they kicked the PAT. It is smacked right through the uprights. It's good. Turner Lachey, the Mr. Do-It-Everything for Lehman Catholic. He punts the football. He kicks off. He knocks extra points through the uprights. He plays fine defensive halfback. And he throws for big-time yardage. Every now and then he's got to scramble and use his legs. Passing yardage for Turner Lachey. The last two touchdown throws, Chuck, have gone for, what, 162 combined?
Well, 163, and he had a 52-yarder in there in between the two 80-yarders. So, yeah, that was just a little one.
Unbelievable.
And for a quarter and a half, they ran like five plays.
Right.
And
right.
Then all of a sudden, boom, there they are, 43 points.
Yeah, Fort Loramie, second and third quarters, had the football for 19, 20 minutes out of 24. That's true. That's what happened. Loramie dominated possession, came up short on a couple of hoped-for touchdown drives, couldn't put points on the board. Here's a great kickoff return by Fort Loramie, and it's across the 50 to the 40, all the way down to the Lehman 36. Fort Loramie's not done yet.
There's Maxwell.
Christian Maxwell. What a burst of speed by him. 27 unanswered points by Lehman, which trailed 24-16. Lehman now leads 43-24. Who would have thunk it? Now you watch this Lehman offense. Chuck, I've seen videotape. Opposition, not great. Certainly Southeastern, very weak last week. Delphi St. John's, week one, much better. Todd Schulte, longtime head coach at Delphus, and Lehman put up 56 in that game. 17 touchdowns for Lehman coming into tonight's game, and they've scored, what, six more here tonight against Fort Loramie. And it's true. It's so accurate. Lehman is able to score anywhere on the field anytime. They could get the ball thrown 1 yard line and throw a quick slant and score from 99 yards away in just a matter of a handful of seconds.
You don't usually have three guys on your team that can score from anywhere. That is impressive.
Yeah, that trio of O'Leary and Lachey and Olding. Marvelous.
Special.
Yep. Three high school talents like those young men on one team. And Lehman's got Northridge next Thursday. That may not be easy. We saw Northridge put a whipping on Lehman last year, a game we covered down at Northridge at the end of the season on scoresbroadcast.com. But Northridge has not been playing all of its top-line people the first 2 weeks. Don't know what that means. Which Northridge team will Lehman see next week? If Lehman gets by the highly athletic Northridge Polar Bears, Lehman's on their way to 10-0.
Yeah, I would guess. I mean, I can't see anybody else beating them. I mean, we watched a terrific effort by the Lehman basketball team last year against Northridge.
Right.
At Lehman, and they took it into overtime.
Yep, sure did.
But
sure
they just had so many athletes, that's what happened. And that's what happened to them in football last year. They just, I don't think they had any idea what, they had quickness, but they didn't have the quickness Northridge has. But man, they look better. I am so impressed.
Well, a player is shaken up inside the 25-yard line.
It's interior lineman for 54. That's Alex Massey.
When play resumes, Fort Loramie will have a first and 10 from the Lehman 22 with a minute 50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Say, I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the southwestern, or I should say in the midwestern part of this country. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It's in big demand. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. Always accepting applications at O'Reilly, 560 East Main in Rushi, for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online, O'ReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Tanner Heckman back to throw at the Lehman 35, airs one out, end zone, double coverage intended for Tanner Eilerman. It is no good in the end zone. Second down for the Redskins with a minute 39 to go. And don't forget A&M Pallet Rangeline Road in Rushi established its very unique brand way back in 1986, just one customer then. Today, four decades later, A&M serves 200 businesses across Ohio, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, very pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you, too, are looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Second down pass play by the Redskins, incomplete. Scoreboard shows third and 10 from the 22 of Lehman. Here is Heckman, sideline throw. Yes, it's caught. Eilerman at the 10, one Tanner to another. New line of scrimmage at the 10 or just outside it. It is ruled a first down for the Redskins. 10 yards to go. They can get a first down inside the 1. With 1:29 to go in the fourth, and just like the last 2 weeks, Fort Loramie is playing very hard until that clock reads a string of zeros. Late wow. Delivery by Heckman rolling out to the right, and he pitches into the end zone, and a white shirt, C.J. Olding, caps off a phenomenal night.
Unbelievable.
With a diving, spectacular interception on the ground. Well done by Olding and the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, who have the football. It is a touchback, unless that ball was picked off in the field of play.
No, it was a touchback.
The ball would come out to the 20. Well, maybe Olding, yes, he caught it at the 1. At the 1 foot line is where it's ruled to have been intercepted by Olding. And Lehman runs it right up the middle. Fort Loramie can't stop the clock, out of timeouts. Lehman will come to the line of scrimmage and go to a knee again in the field of play across the goal line. We're at 1:21. Two more plays could occur before this game officially comes to a close. Lehman in the lead, 43-24. If you joined us late, Fort Loramie led 24-16 at halftime. The Redskins hogged the ball in the second, hogged the ball in the third, and had at least one chance, Chuck, maybe two, to go up with two scores. But on those two possessions, could not generate points.
Absolutely.
And had to give the football up without scoring. And that's all Lehman needed was an opening just like that to register 27 unanswered points to wipe out a 24-16 deficit and win this game 43-24. Lehman went to a knee once inside the 2-yard line. Cavaliers are going to do it again. Play clock is winding. Scoreboard clock is winding. Down to 40 seconds to go here in the fourth. What a game as we wind up in this contest with 9 touchdowns being scored. 9 touchdowns scored in the game. Final tally. Not too far from the opening game ever played between these two back in 2005. Lehman won that 36-26. Tonight, Lehman victorious over Fort Loramie in a hard-fought game, a lot of exciting plays. Lehman Catholic in the second half came up with the big ones when the Cavaliers needed them. The offensive line for Lehman protected Turner Lachey beautifully all night long. Let's give credit to that group up front for the Cavaliers. Jackson Garman, Owen DeBrosse, Jace Olding, Tommy Lenz, Jackson Kennedy. And on the outside, Evan O'Leary and C.J. Olding were remarkable. So was Turner Lachey, the quarterback for Lehman Catholic, which wins it by 19 points in the end, 43-24. How about the game Fort Loramie put forth for the third straight week? The Redskins fall short, this time after leading in the third quarter of this game, 24-16. Redskins were up 8, led by that margin at intermission, but couldn't finish the deal. Lehman's offense just too much to slow down, and Lehman wins it by 19 points. A lot of credit is due to Fort Loramie's offensive line, Chuck. They were outstanding all night long, providing space for Ray Hoying, who chewed up yards after yards throughout the evening. Offensive linemen for Fort Loramie, Alex Massey, Jace Ruenkamp, Dylan Meyer, Sammy Gubo, Johnston Hollenbacher, they were superb. But in the end, Lehman's tremendous offense is too much to overcome. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, they ran for 311 yards, Loramie did.
Wow.
And he threw for 198, 509 yards, and they lost the football game.
And lost it by 19 points.
Yep. I don't know. I don't get it. But I'll tell you what, give Lehman credit. My goodness. What athletes they have in their skill positions, and they do a nice job every place else. Their line does a good job. You can just tell they're well, well coached.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this reminder, you can complete online ordering for Schaefer Propane and online bill payment for Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane both. Go to the website, schaeferoil.com, S-C-H-A-F-E-R-Oil.com. That's schaeferoil.com for online bill payment for Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane both. And for online ordering for Schaefer Propane, go to schaeferoil.com. Chuck, let's take a few breaks, then we'll return. We've got stats upcoming. We'll highlight our upcoming schedule, give you what scores we have. We're not done yet. More to come. 43-24. Lehman defeats Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Hello once again, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back here at Fort Loramie. That third week in a row, we're going to push 10 o'clock before we go off the air. This game wound up dragging, going long. 67 points scored, 43-24, Layman victorious. High octane offense for Layman Catholic, the ability with the great skilled players to score points from anywhere on the field. As Chuck will tell us here in a moment, Fort Loramie outgained Layman in terms of yardage. In fact, Fort Loramie went over 500 yards in this contest, but lost the ball game by 3 touchdowns.
Well, they ran for 311 yards on 51 carries. He was 18 of 33 for 198 yards, 509 total yards, 21 first downs. One of the problems is 3 interceptions in the second half with no turnovers in the first half.
There you go.
They turned it 3 times in the second half. Mm-hmm. Layman, on the other hand, had 18 rushes, 129 yards, 15 of 23 for 245 yards. That can't be right. I can't add. Hang on a second. If I do this,
it's the pencil's fault.
Yeah, tell that to my math teachers back in high school. Okay, he threw for 392 yards, and that would be 311.
We had 1,000 yards between the two teams in this game.
Because they were at 521. That makes a lot more sense.
There we go.
A lot more
500,
sense.
500 plus apiece in yards for the two teams. And what was interesting is that Layman wanted to run the ball better this week than they had all year long. They did. That's going to augment the passing game moving forward. And eventually, Ian Stiver and company on defense slowed down the Fort Loramie run game just enough to get the ball back a few times for Layman's offense without the Redskins putting points on the board there in the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah, they just did a nice job of they bent, but they didn't break. And they were, it was just the turnovers that really hurt them in the second half. But, boy, I'll tell you what, Layman is one explosive football team.
Yep, we're going to hear from M&A Muffler and Tire, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, then come back and give you our stars of the game here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, who's got the stars of this game finally figured out.
Yeah, I'm working on it. For Loramie, Ray Hoeing, terrific tonight. Ty Heckman threw the ball well, ran the ball well when he had to. Thought he had a terrific game. I'm only basing this off of the first game I saw with Minster. That is a much better football team I watched tonight. Mm-hmm. And then Tanner Eilerman, that 6'3 freshman, catches everything. That kid is outstanding. And on the other side, you got to go with Lachey. You got to go with Olding. You got to go with O'Leary. You know, how do you pick anybody else but those three young men?
Yeah, the two Tanners for Fort Loramie, Tanner Heckman, Tanner Eilerman, Ray Hoeing. And then O'Leary, Lachey, Olding for Lehman. And both teams' offensive lines.
Oh, yeah.
Did yeoman's work.
Yep.
And were on the field down in the trenches all evening long. Clancy's, Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney, underwrites this segment, our stars of this game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
43-24, Lehman Catholic defeats Fort Loramie here tonight. I'd like to remind you about production support in Rushi, producing over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support, providing customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer to inquire. Check the website productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region. It follows with online coverage. Production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. at Production Support. Your job is in the bag. And Fox Supply in Minster is a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio, and we contract with organizations and market our supplies in large volumes. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by Scores Broadcast for 20 years. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 50 years now, one of many organizations that helps make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Lehman Catholic starts Three Rivers Conference play next Thursday at home against Northridge. That's in TRC action. Fort Loramie heads on the road now for 3 weeks in Northwest Conference play. Fort Loramie is at Convoy Crestview next week, then on the road at Lima Central Catholic in 2 weeks. Next week, we've got Coldwater at Anna on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna was beaten tonight at Minster as the Rockets suffer their first loss of the year, losing 24-14. By the way, Marion Local averted an upset tonight. They trailed St. Henry 14-7 second half. Marion Local came from behind to win it. 21-14, the win streak for the Flyers is now 67.
Well, good for them. That's one terrific program. You can't say a negative thing about them.
And I tell you what, Chuck, we want to credit both teams here on this gridiron that we saw tonight. You talk about nitty-gritty, hard-fought performances by both Fort Loramie and Lehman. Lehman's offense, phenomenal. Just too much for Fort Loramie to overcome. And Lehman eventually slowed down Fort Loramie's run game enough to win this game, going away, 19 points, 43-24. For our online listeners, for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Fort Loramie. Final tally, once again, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers 43, Fort Loramie 24.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors. Outdoors is offered by Francis Schultze, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left, and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.